Blog Talk Radio. Friday, April 15th. I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host,
Little Holly Cat.
Oh my God, you actually decided to show up this week.
I know, and I brought the cat with me.
And
say
an echo.
Everybody. She was talking a minute ago.
She's like, I don't want to talk now. Now you want me to talk.
Yeah, sorry. I was really not myself last week.
Yeah, and you normally don't wait until, like, 10 minutes before the show?
No. I texted you at 8:05. You texted me 10 minutes till the show.
I didn't get the text message until 10 minutes before the show.
Hey, it's timestamp. Not my fault you didn't check your phone.
I checked my phone.
Don't make me take a screenshot.
Hey,
I couldn't help it. I represent you on
the show, so, you know.
I'm sure you managed.
Yeah, I was able to manage. I was able to find Miss Vicky, and she was able to fill in for everybody.
Yeah, I had a feeling Miss Vicky would come to the rescue.
Yes, she did. Oh, dear. And
did you say, oh, dear? Did you just hear Dolly?
I heard her, too, but poor Miss Vicky is in the chat room all by herself.
What'd you do? She scare everybody away?
I don't think she did. But according to, like, all the messages that have been on both posts this week, holy cow, we should have, like, you know, 5,897 listeners just for this show. And, yes, that's just a guesstimation. So, how has your week been?
I'm sorry, what? I'm cleaning up here. Hold on. What were you saying?
I said, how was your week?
Well, I can move again. That's always a plus.
Oh, yes, that is a good thing.
And my spring break started today, as well as kittens. So we get to focus on stuff we actually care about for the next week, which is nice. Sorry, making a little noise here. So I really, you know, I can't argue, you know. I got me a Kiss Curl with really pink hair, which took forever to find, because Kiss Curl infamously always has white hair. She's worse than Posey.
Oh, dear.
So I'm just tickled pink. And I got me some mint and box shrinky dinks, and you know what I'm going to do with those?
You're going to shrink them?
I sure am. Maryland Pony Meat Sleepover. We're going to make us some shrinky dinks.
Oh. And I, of course, have got to miss that. Oh, ow.
I'm wondering if I'll, like,
my darn
make a
dog.
Special necklaces out of them or something so I can wear them at the pony fair.
There you go. That's an idea.
Yeah, I'll probably do that.
I swear, I think my dog is hiding dirt up underneath his winky.
All right, we're really not going to go there, okay? That is completely an inappropriate topic for discussion.
Well, no, literally, because, like, I'm in bed right now, and there's, like, little pieces of dirt, like, all over the bed.
Panda, you are seriously not telling me what you're telling me. I'm la, 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 not hearing you. La, 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 la.
I always do the show from my bed.
No, but I mean, you know what? I'm not even repeating it. You know, and I can't even use, like, the, oh, how's Pony Dog doing to, like, change the subject, because that's what we're talking about.
Well, excuse me, when his feet come in completely clean, but yet when I get into bed several hours later and, like, there's, like, dirt all over the bed, we'll try to figure out where he's hiding the dirt.
You know, I wouldn't be that concerned. I'd just stop having the dog come in the bed. Or I'd give him a good once-over, figure it out, and lay it to rest.
Anyway, back to our weeks. I had a pretty exciting week. Actually, an exciting 2 weeks.
Oh, you did you?
Yes, I did. Last week, Monday, I had started a job.
Yay for pony money again.
And I quit on Wednesday.
Oh, boo for pony money. What the heck happened? You started, which is this the teaching job?
No. That starts next week.
You plan to keep that for more than 2 days?
Yes, I plan on keeping that one for more than 2 days. No, this one was supposed to be like a temporary job. But then the day after I started, last week Tuesday, I got a phone call from the one coding and billing job where they had said they'd found someone else, but yet I was perfect for the position. They called me back. They called me up last Tuesday and offered me the job.
And you just decided you wanted the teaching job instead?
No, I'm doing both.
All right. Well, hey, now you have two jobs and you have lots of money, so all should be good.
I started
going on a crazy spending spree when it comes time to do the fair, right?
I started the coding job this Monday. So I think I had the shortest employment at FTD in the world.
We're talking about the floral place?
Yes. Hey,
I had no idea that's where you were working that time.
Well, I decided to take just a temporary job for Mother's Day.
And you never even made it. Okay.
Well, I made it I made it long enough to get me some gas money next Friday. If that counts for anything.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They actually got to pay you for those 2 days.
3 days. I stayed
three days. Ooh.
But the week after that, I get two paychecks.
Woohoo!
My checking account ain't going to know what hit it.
Party at Amy's.
It's going to look and it's going to go, okay, that's a direct deposit. Then it's going to go, holy camoles, what in the world just happened? That's two. Holy cow. I don't know what to do. Help. Because I'm getting paid from both jobs on the same exact day. So that's going to be really fun.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty exciting.
So yes, starting next Monday, I will be leaving my house at about 7:45 in the morning, and I will be coming back home sometime around 10:45, 11 o'clock at night, Monday through Thursday.
Hey, but you're smart enough to keep Friday clear.
Yes, I don't teach on Friday nights.
Well, you can't. You've got a show to do. Come on, priorities.
Exactly, exactly. And speaking of shows to do, I'm going to have to give our guest a call. So you're going to have to entertain the masses while I go ahead and do that. Do you think you can accomplish this?
Sure.
Okay. Give me a couple minutes here because I got to pull up her phone numbers. I swear she was the most compliant of all of everyone. She gave me, I kid you not, 3 phone numbers to try.
Wow. I think you have a good shot of getting a hold of her.
She's like, okay, I'm going to give you the house number. Well, wait, let me give you this number. Oh, wait, let me give you this number, too. Let me give you all my numbers. You'll pick me up somewhere. She, of course, is probably right now thinking, I thought she said 5 minutes into this show. It's now 11. What the heck?
Just call the girl, will you? Come on, my time is ticking here.
Hey, my time is ticking here, too.
Yeah, but my time. Is it my time? Ah, she's not responding. So you know what that means. It's welcome to My Little World Domination with your host, Lil Alley Cat.
I'm still here.
Oh, stop. No fun.
Oh, wait until our anniversary show. Poor Vicky RA knows what's coming up.
Oh, does she? Have you actually done any research, homework, what the heck we're going to put on our anniversary show? Because all these times we say, hey, timestamp that, I don't think anybody really has.
Well, I do, mentally.
Well, I'm not even going to go there. Your mental timestamps don't tell us, like, which show and which second that it happened. So.
Oh. Wait, here, I'm going to... Let me go rub the teapot. Let me see if the pony genie is available to take and talk with you. Well,
hello, pony people. Pony Joy.
Hello.
Oh, look, we're all back together again. Yay.
Hi, Lulelli Cat. Hello.
Hi,
hello, everybody. Hi, chat room. Hi, listeners.
It's been so long.
It's been forever. I'm surprised
I wasn't here last
name.
Week, and you weren't here the week before that. And
well, she wasn't here last week either, so you can.
Oh, that's
tell
right. Yeah, you and Vicky had to do the show, but you did have our guest as well. So you weren't even if Vicky hadn't called in, you still would have had somebody else to talk to.
Yes. Well, you can fill in Pony Genie about my good news while I go get our guest.
Okay, you do that.
Here we are again.
Hi, welcome to the Lil Alley Cat Show. I'm your host, Lil Alley Cat. You are my co-host,
Cara Red Roses.
Woo-hoo!
You should really
Yay!
Wait until after I'm definitely gone before you attempt to take over the show. Remember?
How
you
are
need
supposed
to stop
know when
faking
really
me
gone?
Out. You need to just go get her. That poor girl is waiting for you, going, "Geez, let her take over the show so I can get on the phone."
Did you say who it is yet?
No, she hasn't. She's keeping everybody in the dark so she can torture me while she doesn't let me take over the show.
I'm going.
I know who the guest is too, but I don't know if everybody else knows who the guest is.
Well,
okay,
yeah,
I'll
she posts on the board who the guest is going to be. If you read either of the main pony collecting toy boards, you know who our esteemed guest is.
But what about all of our 1,500 people who listen that just are into automatic download mode? They don't bother
stuff
to find out what the show's about. They're just like, ooh, surprise me.
Well, you know, we've been talking a lot about customizing and customs and recreating ponies and giving beat-up old ponies a new life. So I think we're keeping more with, you know, still with that theme.
Good. Well, yeah, good chance the customizer. I think that's a good shot.
A lot of people get exposed to you know, pony collecting through customs. You know, they see them on eBay or they hear about them in the paper. They see them at a toy show or else they're crafty themselves. A couple of customizers have really gotten well known. I wouldn't say they've broken to the mainstream yet, but they do get written up in major news magazines and newspapers and on big internet news sites.
They do?
Yeah, they do.
Where the heck have I been?
I have a computer in front of me, so I can't reference anything specifically, but I'll just name some famous customs, and you might remember seeing them on one news site or another. The Princess Leia slave girl pony.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The Wonder Woman pony. And these things get auctioned for charity, and they go for hundreds of dollars. And
that's
really,
they look
really good quality. There's a beautiful Indiana Jones pony that's been done. There was a, Johnny Depp, you know, Edward Scissorhands pony. And, these are customs
that
look
now.
Like beyond customs. They look like
And then
were,
there was the
like,
whole show in New York as well, you know, so you had a whole bunch of artists doing stuff.
Pony
that
projects.
Really,
that
yeah.
took customizing into, you know, the, I want to say the legitimate art world.
Well, the non out of the pony community and into the...
Into the world stage.
Yeah, the regular,
you know?
The regular art world.
They got celebrities and really well-known artists and designers to design ponies to auction for charity.
See,
so,
now why didn't we think to try and contact any of those people to interview them? That might have been a good idea. We can still do that, but I mean, since we're doing a little customizer segment here, we might want to think of doing that.
I think I know someone that has an in with Sarah Silberman, and maybe we can get Sarah to do a pony. I know she already decorated some other toy for charity. What kind of toy was that?
What kind of toy?
It was like some weird eggy Chinese Japanese doll. Decorated figure and like an anime thing. Fundraiser. People bid mad money for this stuff, you know?
So what did I miss?
We're gonna have Sarah Silverman do a pony for us and come on the show.
I would love to have Sarah Silverman on the radio. I think she'd be a great
guest. She's awesome. She's totally awesome. We could do that. We're going to make it happen. I know we're going to make it happen. I'm seeing cosmic stars line up right now.
Well, did you tell the Pony Genie my good news?
Pony Genie, guess what?
What?
Panda's got two jobs and two paychecks. So we can, that's the great news.
That's
the cliff notes of the great news so that we don't have to go through another 30 minutes.
I started the job number one this week. That's the day job. I start the night job next week, and I figure...
Rock on. Cha-ching. Money, money. Yeah, yeah. You're going to be on your way to the fair in no time.
Oh, definitely, especially with that second paycheck. That's exactly what that paycheck's going for. It's like
What's
fair
that?
Money.
You're getting a suite? What's that party at your place? We're all invited. Thanks, Panda.
I'm actually getting. I'm thinking about going to one of the Marriotts and getting myself a studio for the weekend, which will be like my own little apartment.
It is. Those things are awesome. I love their little. What do you call that? The court something suites. They're so choice. If you can, do it.
I'm definitely going to try and book that, but...
Live comfortably. And then have us all over. That would be great.
There we go. I could cook dinner.
You could. You have a kitchen. Most of us will just have to make do with that miserable little 2-cup coffee pot they give us, with the little pancake of, like, sour-tasting grounds, bad sink water.
Now, that's when you send the significant other out for real coffee.
Yeah, I'm not bringing mine. It's a shame. He loves
coffee.
That's
all right. You know what?
Too,
I'll send out my significant other. I'll send him out, like, on a group quest. And he
a
can just bring
quest?
Back for everybody.
Ha ha.
There we go. Or you can all come over to my crib for dinner and breakfast and anything else.
Well, maybe we could set up a giant flea market somewhere. I was thinking of having a room sale. Does that sound crazy? If I, like, put posters up in the lobby of the official hotel, hey, you know, sale in Cat Red Rose's room, you know, number 315 or whatever the hell I get.
Oh, dear Lord, only you.
Well, I would like, you know, to socialize more than just that one day. Honestly, I really, if I'm going to do a pony weekend, I want to make the most of it.
And
I don't want to go to some fool dinner with like 30 people and not be able to talk to anybody because it's so loud in there.
That is true. But
it would be fun to have the whole pony world come to me.
Now, there we go.
Get a hotel with a pool.
I am getting one with a pool.
Sweet. Yeah, you know, get me near a pool. I grow fins and gills.
I'll have a pool. I'll have a hot tub. I'll have a kitchen. But enough about what
I'll
have
to do.
Care.
We'll all stay at the main hotel, but then we'll all go crash Amy's hotel for the pool and the hot tub.
The after party is going to be in the Pandora Rose suite.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds like a plan.
It sounds good.
We'll just bring the meat
there
to
go.
You.
There we go.
Really good.
There we go. I like that idea, but enough about my possible suite at the fair. We have an interview to do tonight.
And she's been patiently waiting for 16 minutes past what the time we told her.
What a sweetheart.
But you know what? She's very, very understanding. So, and she's a cherry of a girl.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yes, it is Kay Cherry Cause. I'm trying to get the thing to unmute.
Do not put yourself as an announcer.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi,
Cherry.
Guys.
Hi, Cherry.
Yes, it is Cherry. Cherry actually is my middle name, so Cherry.
Cherry?
Cherry.
Cherry.
Cherry. Yeah.
We're just going to call her Cherry. Is Cherry okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's actually what she signed all her emails back to me as, is Cherry.
Yeah, that's my name. Don't wear it out. Huh.
Is that your, like, real name?
Yes, it actually is my middle name. I did not drop it when I got married. My name is actually Cherry. It's not what I go by, except online. But, yeah,
Hi.
It actually is my name, so...
Oh, dear Lord, I have to know, how did you end up with a middle name of Cherry?
Oh, my gosh, you know what? My parents, to begin with, wanted to name me Jean. They wanted to name me Kimberly Jean. And they decided, actually, I was Kimberly Jean for the first year of my life. And then, yeah, on my round about my first birthday, they decided to change it to Cherry. And I'm so glad.
No kidding, because Jean is just... You know, too, just, well, it's Jean. You know,
it's
nothing wrong with name Jean, but
it's,
Cherry is so much cooler.
Cherry is cute. Jean is not.
Yeah, well, let's not just go bagging on Jean. We don't know how many Jeans are listening. Jean
you know
is a very
it's
good
go
traditional
well
name.
Kimberly. Of course, you know, there could be some Kimberly Jeans listening, too.
But if you're an artistic type, you can do a lot more with the name, like, Cherry as far as advertising.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's easier to draw a cherry than it is to draw a jean.
Yeah,
but yeah, thanks for having me, you guys. I'm excited to be here. But I do want to say right off the bat, there are some storms coming into the area, and we've got some lightning. So if you guys lose me, I promise it's not because I said, oh, okay, I'm tired of this click. I have lightning, and I live in the middle of nowhere.
Fortunately, so far, nobody has escaped our wrath or hung up on us intentionally.
Yeah,
so.
Speaking
well,
of,
I most certainly will not be the first.
Are you down in the Tennessee area somewhere down there?
I'm in the upstate of South Carolina, so not far from Tennessee.
Hey, I used to live in South Carolina. I lived in South Carolina for 3
years. I can actually, like, look across the road and see Georgia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I live in beautiful, beautiful country. We're very happy out here. But, yeah, we do have some really wicked stuff that comes through. Hopefully it won't be a problem tonight, though.
Oh, trust me. I live in Illinois, and... Yeah, anytime there's a thunderstorm coming in, it's like, okay, unplug every single thing.
Uh-huh.
Where are the candles? Where are the flashlights?
Yeah.
Because we might get power outages or something.
Now,
oh, no,
Sherry?
we don't want to stay in the basement. We could possibly flood, so.
We have met before. You, Panda and I met you last July down in Kentucky. At the fair.
You're
the
right.
Tony's fair. And, I had a table, and Panda was there, and she won the giant pony, and we were hanging out there. And you came around, and you were at the table for a while. So we got to meet in person.
Yeah, do you remember what I bought?
You ordered something from me.
I came around your table like first day.
Give me a second.
Because I didn't buy it right away.
No, you didn't buy it right away. No, the person who bought something right away was the chick that snapped up the purple shrunken head. That wasn't
you. That was me.
That was you, okay.
That was me.
I thought that got sold immediately. I don't know what I was thinking. But, yeah, the purple shrunken head.
Yeah,
and,
I was the one that I came back, and I came back, and I came back, and I'm like, I think it was like after the first custom that I sold, that was like what I did with the money. I turned around and went to your table.
That was hysterical. I had a purple one, and I had a red one, and the red one actually went down to Australia. You know Zevi? She bought the red one. She's an arena gal. I never see Zevi much on the TV. She's a sweetheart too. But yeah, that was really next. It was so cool to see you and talk customs with you and just be in that element. Now I have to ask, that was not a very long drive for you to go from South Carolina to Kentucky. And it was about 13 hours for us. How about you?
I left from here in upstate and drove down to Atlanta, and I drove up with my two best girlfriends. So I took like 2 hours down to Atlanta, two and a half hours down to Atlanta. And then the trip from Atlanta to Kentucky, took us 6 hours. But
yeah, I think people
bad.
Forget that Kentucky is a long state.
It was at the opposite end, too. It was a longer drive than we had initially thought it was, and yet had we not had, you know, other girls to drive with, you know, we never would have made that trip. But, yeah, breaking it up with the three of us, it wasn't a bad drive at all.
No, when you have friends in the car, it's fun. You can talk. You can switch off driving. You can listen
to music. The
trip
went by real quick.
It really does. It really helps to have, you know, some company in the car. Fun
especially
company.
Especially when it's, you know,
company.
Best girlfriends that you haven't seen regularly in years and years and years. That was really nice.
Oh, and they were friends you hadn't seen in years? That makes it
they
even
were
better.
My best girlfriends when I lived in Atlanta. We've lived in South Carolina now for 5 years. And, I just don't get to see them like I used to when I lived down there. And, yeah, those were the two that I went up there with. So, yeah, it was an awesome trip.
It must have been a great weekend for you.
It really, really was. It was a lot of fun.
So
and I met a lot of cool people, too. That was neat.
Exactly. That's the nice thing about the fair is that you get to meet these people that you talk to online. You know them, but you don't realize you know them until you get talking to them, and you say, oh, that's you.
I know. And it's amazing how connected the community is without even realizing
our shirts.
Talking over each other.
This is what always happens.
Yeah, no, this is I'm just sitting here just trying to see what it is to feel like Amy.
And how does it feel?
It's interesting. You get into a groove where you're so used to not talking that you almost forget that you should.
Now do you see why when you stop talking there's an awkward silence?
Yeah, I can, because you're probably zoning out to the sound of me and Pony Genie, and then there's a silence and you're like, what? What?
I was like, oh, wait.
What do you mean, what? I got to say something now? What the heck? Yeah, no, I can see that because you do. You start to zone, you know, the two people get on their thing, and that's cool. And then you're like, oh, yeah, okay, hey.
Oh, yeah, I'm the host here. I need to say something. Well,
Well, it's a little harder on the radio, you know, because, like, we don't have eye contact with each other. If we were all sitting across the table, we'd know when it was our turn to talk, because all we'd have to do is, like, give a look, you know?
Yeah.
Here we can't.
Luxury. If we were in person, I'd still talk over everybody.
Yeah.
I've been with her in person, she does.
It's just a Jersey thing. That's how we communicate in Jersey, maybe part of New York too. We just all talk at the same time, and that's perfectly fine. We are totally into the conversation that other parts of the country and just don't usually communicate that way.
I haven't been all over the country, but from my experience, I find that there's people that listen, and then there's people that just wait to talk.
I don't think I fall into either of those categories.
Yeah, I think then there's some people, though, that also it depends on the situation.
And then there's people that drink tea, which is what I'm about to do. So someone else can talk now.
I'm definitely the listen and talk at the same time category. Mm-hmm. And I expect everybody else to do the same thing, because then it just, to me, it's very energetic. You got a whole lot of stuff going on. But might be a little bit confusing to listen to. Time to clear the room. So
it makes you wonder who is in the room if she has to clear the room.
Well, you know, there's only two other people in this house. Who do you think? What are the odds? Is it the 6-foot-tall male, or is it the other little female in the house?
Well, is Tomcat home this weekend?
Yes.
Well, then it's Tomcat.
There you go.
Yay! Do I win a prize?
I'm going to let you talk.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Surprise.
Woohoo.
Let's do some interviewing.
Congratulations.
Okay, first.
Let's grill this cherry.
Oh, wait. We have to put, you know what we have to do first.
You got to strap her down. Get the
chair.
Yes.
Okay, come on.
You're slipping, Panda.
No, I wasn't. I was waiting to get the chance to take and
strap
her in.
Did you get any good chair noises yet?
Unfortunately, I haven't had the chance to do that yet.
And we're kind of done with the interviews for a while. Way to go. Well, maybe by next year you can get that for us.
I'll try.
Our sound department is kind of laxing.
Yeah. Well, we always accept any offerings. Just
no,
email
we
us.
Don't. Half the time you get stuff sent to you, you're like, it's not in the right format, and then that's it. It's done. It's over.
So send them to Little Alley Cat.
Yeah, you might get some success if you send them to Little Alley Cat.
And
there
she might be able to reformat it into the proper format. Then
well,
she
I do have the computer guru here at the house who knows how to work with different systems and whatnot. I'm sure he could do something.
Yeah,
so
that's it.
If
make it my responsibility now.
XYZ, and you need
well,
the meeting
you need
to
do
ABC,
something once in a
somebody
while.
Somebody would know what to do,
I
right?
I do. I show up most of the time.
We can do a little bit more than that, but we need to get on with this interview.
Hey,
okay,
yeah,
let's
get on. I'm not going to go and tell you everything that I'm doing.
Okay,
I do the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Hey,
who's
we're just trying to buy you time while you look for the right sound effect. Mm-hmm.
She's not even going to do a sound effect. I think we'll be lucky if she makes a noise.
Well, I'm going to make some noise then, okay? She's
all
not
right,
gonna
you
make
go.
Noise. I don't know what kind of noise am I supposed to make.
She's getting strapped down in a chair. Here,
oh.
I'm going to put her in the chair, all right? I can provide that we're slamming her into a chair noise. You ready?
Okay.
There, she's in a chair.
It tickles.
Boy.
That's not really what I was expecting.
Are you wanting noises? Come on.
That was
very noisy.
I love that.
I have Velcro,
really
but you know, it won't open. Leave it to my
thing. That would probably not tickle. It might.
Okay, hold on.
All right,
I got
here.
Something else that'll work.
Here we go. Get out the chains.
Whoa.
There we go. All right, we got our
I
chain
love
down.
It. We are so beautifully
like
low tech here.
Awesome. We are so improv, you know.
Okay, we've got you strapped down. Okay, any loose appendages?
I
no.
think I'm good.
We're good. Let's get on with it.
Okay. Do we want to put the hat part on her? Or do you think
nah,
we don't?
I haven't heard none about we'll no. see how well, if she acts up, we'll put it on. Just let's
okay.
Get started. Let's give
does
her.
We don't want to compromise that hairdo.
Does it have bunny ears?
Ooh.
hot glue, and I got some bunny ears around
Boy,
here.
Boy, she's just giving us all kinds of material to go with, isn't she?
What a talented one.
I aim to please.
Good to hear.
Do you aim to please with bunny ears?
Bunnies are cute.
I agree.
They are. And it is
cute.
The season for bunnies.
Yes.
It's the season for hopping down the bunny trail.
Well, first up, let's go ahead and just get right on into this. First question of the night. What got you into customizing?
I saw a My Little Pony custom by Diana A. I don't want to even try to pronounce her last name because I know I'll butcher it.
Diana Akuri?
Thank you. Thank you.
She's
her
wonderful.
Dulce Angel was the
Love
first
her.
My Little Pony custom that I ever saw back in January 2007. I saw it on DeviantArt. I had just gotten involved in DeviantArt with photography and was just, you know, browsing. I don't really even know how I came about this pony, but saw it, and it was over. I saw that, and of course, you know, kept searching, and saw, you know, Pegasus by Woozy and Love Loreland, and was just amazed at this artwork that people had taken these My Little Ponies and created, and I saw something that I was like, wow, okay. I used to take, you know, the little My Little Ponies when I was a kid and put earrings on them and paint their, you know, their hooves. I'm
yeah.
like, oh, this is ringing a very primal bell with me.
Aww.
But, yeah, pretty much that custom started it all.
So she was a mutilator.
Oh,
turned
wow.
into an artist.
Definitely cool.
Mutilator that escalated into art.
Yeah, we all thought it was good ideas to give our dolls earrings when we were little. I didn't have ponies, but the dolls that I had had earrings. Barbie had incredibly big earrings.
Well, that's better than my dolls. Some of them had plastic surgery scars.
You know, the more we know about you, the more it makes sense.
I was not a very nice dolly mommy sometimes. They had to have some plastic surgery.
Oh, poor thing.
All right, so what's next? Who's next? Pony Genie, where you sent the list of questions that we were going to be asking?
Oh, do I get to ask a question now? Okay, let me
sure,
check
go ahead.
Some screws.
Well, I think you've got the same list that we've all got because this is the combination list of my questions and your questions, and of course, Little Alley Cat didn't even bother to give us any questions.
Little Alley Cat wrote like a gajillion interviews before, and Little Alley Cat got burnt out.
Okay, we're just talking about G1 customs tonight. Is that your favorite genre of the ponies to work on?
I don't have a favorite genre. I love working with the G1s because of the way they feel. And, of course, that was what I grew up with, was the G1s. But I like to work with the G3s. I think there's a little they're a little more available. Of course, I won't work on a pony that's not, you know, has some flaws. So I do work with a lot of G1s because, it's easy to find a bait on a 20-year-old pony. That's actually how I ended up collecting in the first place was I would buy bait lots off of eBay, Craigslist, wherever, and clean them up and go, well, this isn't bait. Okay, put it in my collection here. And, okay, now I have two baits and, you know, eight ponies in my collection. And,
check this out, ladies. She was a mutilator as a kid, and then she became a pony rescuer as an adult.
I will
there.
Restore
a 180.
A pony a lot quicker than I will customize a pony. If it's restorable, it's going to get restored.
Yeah, I noticed that. Looking at your DeviantArt page, you probably have more restoration pictures than anything else. Of rehairs and whatnot. So I thought that was really an interesting thing. You don't see it as much. Well, when you usually look at customizer sites, you know, it's all about their stuff. You don't see them doing showing all this. Hey, look at all these ponies I've rescued.
Yeah, I really
What's the name on there? Is it K-A Cherry K or?
On Deviant, it's W-Y-L-F.
Okay, I can look for
you. If you Google WYLF at if you just Google WYLF, I want to say it's like the third or fourth down after some radio station or something like that. And I don't have any of my online stuff real well connected, and I go by so many ridiculous aliases.
I just got linked to a newborn.
Me.
She's black with an ox symbol and pink hair. Is that yours?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm on the right page. Very good. Okay,
yes.
Thanks.
That's one of my older ones. I had to think about it.
Now I feel cheated.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, that's what Google brought me to.
Oh, gosh. That's funny.
How
funny.
It's weird how Google does that.
Google.
It's so random sometimes.
That's why I don't want to that's why I never Google myself.
Google used to make sense, but anymore, it does its own thing.
Have you guys played the Google Pac-Man symbol?
I'm guilty of that, yes.
I just found out about that today. I'm totally late to the party, but that was awesome.
Oh, that wasn't that funny.
I'm a huge Pac-Man fan. Of course I played it. Did anyone make a Pac-Man pony yet? If not, I'm requesting one right now.
Well, you know, I don't recall seeing
a Pac-Man pony.
I might have to do it.
Are you going to bed? Good night, baby.
Good night, baby.
Take her temperature. It's not even 10 o'clock yet. Teenagers aren't supposed to be in bed this early.
Oh, we go to bed with the sun and rise with the sun here.
Oh, so you're like staying up late for us.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to feel like junk tomorrow, but I don't care. I was so excited.
Trust me, we know, because I mean, I posted something up about jumping up and down and you started jumping up and down right with me.
Oh, well, you should have said I was squee. Retarded when it comes to my ponies. My people will tell you. Oh, don't start talking about my little ponies. She'll just go, there she goes.
Oh, look at this. I'm looking at a rehair you did. You did Happy Glow, and you gave her glow in the dark hair. How cute is that?
What a great idea.
I really, oh my gosh. Yeah, and my husband, I could never have taken those pictures. But he's the photographer. Well, he's actually anything to do with technology. That's his bag. And, he set up the camera and everything. And
those are awesome glow-in-the-dark pictures. I mean, those are probably some of the best glow-in-the-dark pictures I've ever seen taken of a pony. Because they are notoriously hard to capture a shot of them with the glow feature.
Yeah, they were long exposures both with and without light. And it took us a while to get it so that it looks that good. But, yeah, when they actually came out, even he was, like, really impressed with how well they came out. And I said, I'm so going to do another one of these. And I've got another one upstairs waiting.
Yeah. That's awesome. Chopped up hair. It's one of those things that you see and you go, why didn't Hasbro do that in the first place? Yeah, they went to the trouble of making glow-in-the-dark stars and whatnot in their bodies. They should have totally done glow-in-the-dark hair. That is so awesome.
And if it hadn't been invented yet, then they should have invented glow-in-the-dark hair.
Yeah, that would have been
cool
a logical
idea.
Next step. I mean, they had color-changing hair. I mean, why not glow-in-the-dark hair? So I really dig that. That is an awesome rescue right there.
Thanks.
Not only is that a rescue and a nice little rehabilitation restoration, yet you added a nice little custom element to it.
Yeah, those are probably my favorites, and I typically will only do that to a pony that I plan on keeping. If I think that at some time, you know, I may want to part with this pony, I do try to restore it closest to the original. But if I feel like, you know, I'm going to keep this pony for me, and I just want to give it a little signature, then yeah, I won't hesitate to do that.
Well, you know, I think in some cases, such as with this particular one, I think you would probably be more likely to be able to resell it with the glow-in-the-dark hair than if you just restored it with traditional colors, because that is
a million times tied in now
with the persona of the pony. And I think if you did that, I mean, shoot, who cares? It's your pony. If you want to add to it when you're restoring it something that you think exemplifies its personality, well, then you probably wouldn't want to sell it. But, yeah, totally. I think that works.
She just took regular old Happy Glow and made her, like, 10 times cooler.
She did. She made Happy Glow absolutely rocking. I'm, like, so impressed. I mean, I love the Glow and Show series in general. I mean, they're, like, one of my favorite sets. I'm a sucker for glow-in-the-dark stuff. So when I saw that, I was like, eee! That's awesome!
It was probably one of the most unusual sets that Hasbro did. And, yeah,
yeah,
I like anything that shines or twinkles or sparkles. So, yeah, the Glow and Show series was one of my favorites, too.
And translucent plastic, which is another favorite thing of mine. So you got translucence and you have glow. I mean, come on. I just don't know offhand how to make that better.
How did you play with those when you were kids? Did you have to, like, make believe they were ponies from space? Or were they, you know, involved in some kind of, like, a radiation leak? Or... I mean, what kind of storylines do you come up with for explaining why these ponies have see-through bodies? Are they like spirits?
Well, I don't think you're little. You probably don't question
it. I would have done with a pony like that, because I never owned one of the translucent ponies. That would have made interesting stories.
I don't think, you know, if I had played with ponies when I was little, and I didn't play with ponies, but I did have a translucent blue figure who I think was supposed to be some sort of, like, action figure or something. And I think I did treat her as the alien that came to visit. She had her own special house and everything. But that was only because I didn't have, like, a whole toy line that was like that. I mean, if I had ponies where, you know, come on, the sky's the limit. You're already playing with dolls that are bizarre colors and horse, you know, not natural to begin with. I don't think by the time Glow and Shows came out that there was any need for a storyline at all. I think it was just like, it's a pony. Of course it's weird. What explanation is needed, you know? I would have been like, fell into a bowl of chicken noodle soup or, you know, something stupid like that. Chicken and stars soup. That probably would have been the extent of my storyline.
Sherry, do you have a favorite set?
I'm going to go with no. I probably have favorites, but not a favorite, no.
The more you're around them, the more you like all of them equally.
You know,
something usually triggers you, and then, excuse me a second.
I would never say equally, but you definitely come to at least appreciate them all at one time or another in their uniqueness before you settle on a favorite. I eventually settled on favorites.
Do you have a collection at home, like a really extensive one, or do you just have a few favorites?
Are you an actual collector, or do you just do customs?
I was at when I first started only a customizer, but I can no longer say that. The last time I counted, I had, right at 1,000, and that was both G3s and G1s, so I cannot say I don't collect.
I would say you definitely collect.
I'm way past that point. But yeah, that's how my collection started. I've actually bought very few ponies singly. The vast majority of my collection I bought in bait lots and then, you know, got here. They were people, you know, random people not in the pony community, didn't know a bait lot from a lot of ponies that needed a bath. And I would get them here and clean them up and go, hey, nice pony, nice pony, nice pony, in my collection.
Oh, that's been going on for
4 years now.
That's how
yeah, there comes a point that you just got to say, okay, yeah, I'm a collector.
I didn't for probably the first year, but after I had a couple hundred ponies, it was like, okay, I don't see myself selling these. I'm not trading them. I'm not getting rid of them. I don't really want to. I'm a collector.
It takes a while before you actually fully commit to saying, yes, I am a collector. I've been there, done that. I'm looking through your pictures, and I know this isn't pony related, but I have to say, your puppet, I have your puppet. I just have it in a different color. I saw, I was like, wait a minute. You're like the only other person I've ever met that has my puppet.
Are you talking about the fur with the...
Right, the Ramses.
The wood.
With the pentacle.
Oh, my gosh, did you get it at the Renaissance Festival?
I got it at the Renaissance Festival. Yes, I did.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, I've never known anybody else to have one like that. That's really cool.
Yeah, I have one, but mine has, like, the, I don't know, like, rabbit hair, brown, black, kind of natural woodland, that kind of thing. Not all black, but more of that, you know, regular woodland rabbit kind of coloration going on.
I bought that thing, gosh, 15 years ago.
And they're still making them because we got ours about 6 years ago.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, pretty fun. And they're not changing them. Apparently, they're still making them exactly the same because I recognized it. I'm like, yeah, I have that.
That's so adorable. Why change something that works?
It's they're interesting. You definitely don't see many of those. And if you do, you know exactly where they came from. So, I guess I should. Is it my turn to ask a question, or did I already kind of do that by proxy? Okay, well, I don't like to go in order, so, and we kind of wind up answering a lot of these along the way anyway. All right, so, hey, Big Brothers, have you taken Big Brothers and turned them into customs? Have any of your customs been Big Brothers in a previous life? That's the technically what's written out.
Yes, that is the technical question since I wrote it.
Yes.
Yes. There you go. Next. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I did see that you...
Okay. Little Ellie, I have to say this. This is so funny. You asked a question just as I clicked on one of her customs.
Yeah, of the
that was
brother.
The Big Brother.
Yeah, of the Big Brother. I figured you would eventually find that. And I saw it, so I was. That's why I was like, I may as well ask her about it, because I know
which
the answer.
One?
That's what you call leading. That's a leading question. I knew where that was going. So tell us about it.
Yeah, which one?
Well, just tell us about the experience. Do you feel any guilt when baiting a Big Brother?
Oh,
did
no.
Did you know what you were doing the first time?
Oh, yes.
Did you
yes.
know that you were committing, like...
Oh, yes. No, I
minority
have only customized
here.
Big Brothers that were gone. I mean, like...
Beyond repair.
I mean, riddled with cancer... age spots, like, oh, God, please help this pony.
Oh wow.
Boy.
Yeah. Big Brothers are like, you know, I wouldn't customize an Argentinian, or I wouldn't, you know, customize a Brazil. It's going to get a restoration. But, yeah, these Big Brothers were, you didn't want to save them. They cried out to be beautiful again.
I find it interesting through the people we've been customizing how this reverence for Big Brothers, so many people just don't do it. You know, unless they are just completely beyond the point of no return. I mean, I guess they're sort of hard to find, but they don't go for a terrible lot of money. A lot of them go for under $5-$10 easily, especially if they're in poor condition. But even so, even though they're more common, they're not as expensive as they used to be if you're just looking for bait brothers. So many people still have, like, a certain reverence, like, you just don't do that to them, you know? And I think it's kind of a cute thing that's kind of coming out as we ask people about this. Like, no, not the brother. I'll create furry feet before I do that to a brother.
I'm kind of, I don't like to pay a lot for a bait. And, yeah, you're not going to find a bait Big Brother for under $5. So, I don't like it.
Yeah, I guess that's also when you're talking about how much – sometimes I would think part of it's got to be a matter of opportunity unless you're specifically got something in mind that requires a very specific pose or color. I would think some of the customs must come out of a matter of opportunity. Hey, I've got 50 baits and, you know, what am I going to do with them?
Out of the all the Big Brothers that I've customized, half of them were commissions and specific trades that, you know, required the Big Brother pose. And, yeah, so I had to actually go out and look for them. Yeah, you just don't find them. Not in bad condition.
Yeah, not in the way that you say, okay, yeah, I don't mind ripping out their hair.
Exactly.
And
you can find Big Brothers, but yeah, Big Brothers that I'm going to bait, no, those are kind of hard to find.
Mm. And even if you do find them cheap, then you just still.
You just stick them in your collection.
Too good.
Uh huh.
I see,
or, you know,
a
stick them up for trade.
I see a reproduction sunburst here. Now, what was he originally? Was that a chief or a Tex? And you
I
made it into
to
a
say
sunburst?
It was a steamer, but is the post
could be
a
steamer. I'm
not,
looking
I'm
at the
looking
pose.
At it. If it could be steamer, I think it was.
Wow. Painting over that pink. It's hard to go from pink to yellow. You did a really
those two Mountain Brother customs were rough. They were not easy. I had problems with them from the start. Big Brother,
like
they're not
favorite.
Easy to work with.
I would think all the little, the hairy feet are probably a pain in the tush if you're doing a body repaint. I think it would be nice if you could get away with not having to do a body repaint on a Big Brother.
Yeah. Course, you know, then you happen to find perfect vinyl, and that's always a big issue with the Big Brothers is, you know, the cancer and the mold, age spots and whatnot. That's, you know, one of the most common flaws with them. And so, yeah, they almost always require a full body paint. And actually, I don't think I've done one Big Brother custom that did not have a full body paint job, and that was I turned Wigwam into a Daddy Applejack. He's the only Big Brother custom I've ever done that didn't
aww
have a full body paint.
Aww. Oh, I know. That sounds so cute.
Now, we have a soft spot for that. When you take, you know, Hasbro things and you make daddies for babies or male versions of girls or girl
that's
versions
funny
of boys.
I actually made him for a specific Applejack. I have an Applejack army, and I had an Applejack who came into my studio with some cancer, and she was the first Applejack that I had gotten with that had cancer. And so all my cancer ponies, I take them, boil them, and then they get put separated from the rest of the herd. I have a place where all my nice ponies with cancer. Well, she wasn't with the rest of my AJ army, and I felt bad for her, and she needed a daddy. So I made one for her. Yeah, a lot of my ponies will come into existence like that. Somebody needs, you know, a brother, or somebody needs a sister or a baby.
Now, see, I think this proved
that
I don't actually listen. That I zone out.
I love when people take, you know, and make like boy versions of girls or girl versions of boys. Have you ever wanted to do that? Have you ever wanted to take a Big Brother and make a female version of it? Picture like a Lady Barnacle or a Lady Steamer or Lady Chief.
I don't think that's ever even crossed my mind, actually.
Well, you just heard it here. I'm giving you the idea. Run with it. But let's talk about your reverse firefly. I have to say that is so pretty. Look up White Lightning, guys, because she actually named it.
Yeah, I saw that one.
She renamed it, and it's a twinkle eye. Hello. It's amazing. She got the most beautiful powder blue going, like Wind Whistler blue.
Yeah, I've got to go back that many pages. I'm into
she's on page
15. Yeah, but I'm at page 15, so I got to go back to the beginning.
Okay.
I was like, really?
That's in the beginning.
I'm checking
in
everything
the beginning,
out here.
There was Firefly. Mm-hmm. But then Cherry
you know
said,
what?
That ain't good enough. I'm going to
in our beginning,
Firefly.
There was Firefly as well. That was our beginning.
Firefly
no,
was one of my
Firefly
favorites when I was growing up. I had a couple favorites growing up, and she was... Firefly was definitely one of my favorites. So I have a soft spot for her, and I have a soft spot for Twinkle Eyes. So, yeah, it seemed like a natural fit.
I take it this is one for you, for your personal collection? You made her for
you,
right?
I do. I have had her up for sale on and off. But yeah, her being a twinkle eye, I just, you know, I set a price on her, and I won't take less than that. I've had people offer. But, yeah, she's – I'm just not in a hurry to get rid of her. So, you know, if somebody came to me and said, I have to have this pony, I'd give her up. But
we understand. You get attached to your customs, right, when they come out just perfect like you envision.
Certain ones.
Getting a twinkle eye to work, that's no small feat. Twinkle eyes can be tricky.
And I hear what you mean about the adoption price. You're like, well, I wouldn't let her go for less than this. I'd just as soon keep her, you know,
yeah,
for any less than this. This is what it would take.
Yeah, and this custom, of course, her being White Lightning, I used custom pony hair on her, which is very different from dolly hair. And
oh, I know. I've used it.
Okay. So, you know, it has a very different texture.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say the hair has a different characteristic to it. I've never touched it. I'm just saying by looking at the picture, it looks different than the type of hair we usually see on the customs.
White Lightning is she's the only custom that I've ever rehaired a pony with in custom pony hair and actually liked. I mean, the reason I say that is because you can take her and shake her upside down and her hair stands up on end.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I like the way that hair behaves. I do. Hey,
and because she's a White Lightning pony, that works.
Exactly.
That wouldn't work for another type of pony. That's totally the whole finger in the light socket look works.
Exactly.
And that brings me to my next question. Have you ever thought outside the box for hair materials?
She just answered it. Sorry, go ahead. I'm just putting fun.
I meant really, really outside of the box.
You know, I'm thinking really, really outside of the box. What about snakes for hair?
Wow.
Like, you said outside the box.
Well, I think she was going more with like actual material rather than sculpting.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he used real snakes. He probably talking about your one with the sculpted snakes. I think she was.
That's exactly.
You could get little teeny rubber snakes and drill out some holes.
That would be cool. Now you see that you just did not go far enough with that concept. I don't want to hear about your little molded snakes. I want to see some like you know real snake going on.
I think everyone's gotten quite used to this question because, as I said, I have a custom that the person, when they created it, they really thought outside of the box for pony hair.
Are we talking about the ropes?
No, the yarn.
Yeah, the string of the G3 boxes.
That's what I'm saying, the ropes that the boxes had, the rope handles, and you undo them and you used them as hair. Didn't I tell you about that?
Well, beyond
I've heard about
that,
people doing that. I've never done it before.
Oh, yeah. When they first, the G3s, they had the rope handles for a while there, and then somebody came up with the brilliant idea that, hey, when you undo the rope hair, it came out with, like, a really nice, hey, we can use this for rehairing. And so a bunch of people started using the ropes to rehair.
So you started seeing all these customs with, like, crimped hair.
Yeah,
orange,
you knew exactly
white,
where it
or
came
purple.
From.
And that's box handles. Literally, they were thinking outside the box.
It turned out real good, though, for some of them.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was a few years back, but I remember
that. That was awesome, though. I just remember thinking that was just, wow, you know?
Thinking outside of the box. No, I've never done anything. I've used yarn, and I've used metallic thread. Obviously, I've sculpted hair, but I've never used anything other than those materials. I prefer nylon. That's what I prefer.
Thinking, since we're talking about hair again, and I'm looking at your Michael Jackson custom. Sorry, I just had to go there. hair, fire, Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh,
you know,
yeah.
It's all related.
Some of us got it.
Dear.
So yeah, I'm like, so you did this after he passed away.
Yeah, I did that custom, I want to say about a month after he passed away. It was a tribute to Michael Jackson.
I really
I
like how
you
did his outfit. That's tricky. But that's cool. I'm liking the leg stuff going on.
Thank you. It was actually not quite as hard to capture all those details as I anticipated it would.
And
it
he's the right color too. He's not. He's nowhere near brown.
You know, that's funny that you mentioned that. I had a really tough time deciding what color should I make him.
Yeah, pick any range from peach to chocolate, and you would have hit it. You know, but the one that I think everybody associates with is his lighter, his much lighter bad years.
I did also do the bad look, which is cool.
I also did Baby MJ shortly afterwards, and he's actually has the cocoa brown skin.
Oh, baby. Now, you see, that totally makes sense. That's so awesome. You got to approach some of the stuff, you know, with reference, but also with a sense of humor, okay? Come on. Baby MJ, of course, has to be brown.
I used photographic references for both of those customs.
And it shows. You did a color match, and you got it.
It's not an easy outfit to duplicate because, you know, Michael Jackson's bad. He's wearing this, like, black patent leather outfit with buckles all over it. Now, tiny buckles on a baby pony, that can't be
No,
easy.
No, this isn't the baby pony. This is the adult. I haven't seen the
baby
pony.
Oh, this is an adult? I thought I was looking at a G3 baby.
No, this is a G3 adult, the bad that I'm looking at.
Okay.
Right.
I haven't looked at the baby yet. I have to see if I can find
it. Is there
that.
A baby?
That's what she said. Is it on here?
There's a G1 baby. And, yes, it's on my Deviant account, too.
Oh, no. I'm looking at a G3 pony here.
Okay, yeah. That's
what's
an
it
adult.
Called? What's the G1 called? Sorry, I know. I totally went off into the world of G3 for a moment. I know I shouldn't have, but I couldn't help it. It was right there. And it was hair, and it was so related.
Speaking of hair... I just found Mimic's cousin.
Could you tell me Michael Jackson's baby's name so I don't go through 20 pages trying to find
it? It's Baby MJ.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and he's a G1 custom. We can talk about him.
Yeah, we can. Oh, wow. Okay, you guys got to go look at a Baby MJ, all right?
I'm looking at a picture of Cherry's first.
No, you got to see Baby MJ. That is so Jackson 5. That's awesome.
That sushi looks so good.
Oh, I'm loving the tail. The tail
oh
just makes
God.
It.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Okay, I just found one. I'm thinking this is what you named it. Please touch my pom-pom.
My moogle. If you're not a Final Fantasy fan, you're going to be very, very lost here.
Oh, well, you know what Kitten is? I bet you she could tell me. Kitten! Yeah, I saw that, and I was wondering if that was something that, I mean, I was pretty sure. I was like, I bet you she'll know what this is.
My God, I'm sorry for the name. It just, like, touch my pom-pom. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I had to go there.
Yeah, speaking of go there, you guys got to look at Baby MJ. So
we're trying
funny.
To make it there.
I'm still trying to figure out how you search. Okay, let me put. I found this
okay.
box.
Let's
Baby
move
MJ.
On to another question.
Oh,
do you recall
Baby
the
MJ.
First custom you ever did?
Yeah. It was a G3. She's also on my DeviantArt account called Midnight Mare.
Ooh.
I'm guessing she's black by the name, right? Midnight.
You know, she was originally black. She's actually faded to a very subtle gray now. She's still very pretty. But she was black. She was intended to be black. She was my first
guy. I know
guy
so
doll.
Many people who made their first customs black. It just seems to be like a common thing to do.
You know, I think it's just Hasbro never made black ponies.
They finally
demand them.
It almost calls the customizer. You know, what's the first thing? Hasbro never made black ponies. I'm going to make a black pony.
No, never mind.
Right?
Sorry, I'm just trying to talk to Kitten. Kittens.
Yeah, if you're going to talk to Kitten, do it with your hand over the phone.
I know, I forgot to mute.
This has totally derailed us, girl.
I'm so sorry.
Don't make me mute you. Because you don't like when I mute you.
Oh, stop. I just forgot to mute myself.
feel it.
Aww. I just found the alpha. That
is
cute. Let's
ask another question.
The alpha?
Alpha?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I do.
That is just.
Are we talking about the little angel?
That is the alpha.
Yeah, that's what I
thought.
Okay. That baby was the first custom that I ever attempted serious sculpting work on.
Oh, wow.
And yeah,
I just saw
she
it.
Was she was a present for my best friend, and I intend on one day creating the Omega, which will be part of the set that I'll be keeping. She'll have the Alpha, and I'll have the Omega. Oh, how cute.
Aww. But she is definitely too cute.
I think angelic is a good word to describe this pony. Mm-hmm. Very, very innocent.
But it has
all
a
she
tail,
needs is a little halo.
So.
What a little sweetie.
One day I'll make the mother. Did you ever get around to making Omega?
She just said that.
Yeah, no.
She just said she's going to be doing that soon.
For her friend.
No, she's keeping Omega.
I'll be keeping the Omega. And I don't have, he's not on my calendar. I plan on doing him one day, but I don't even know when.
Oh, my God. Do you actually have a calendar of when you're going to do what custom?
I'm a little unorganized, and if I don't, like, write projects down, they don't get done. I actually sat down not that long ago and wrote down all of the quote-unquote projects that I have that I've either started or put down onto paper at bare minimum, and it was ridiculous. It was an entire page of just work in progress and projects that I've started. And I blame my ADD.
Oh, dear Lord, that sounds like me every time I have to take and post up about the show.
Well, you know, that's a pretty good excuse. I mean, we all have excuses, but come on, that one's pretty solid.
If I don't have some structure, I'll get totally lost.
Oh,
and I'll be
talking about artist disorganization disorder.
I
didn't find Baby MJ.
Just search for Baby MJ in the gallery. You'll find it. It says Forever Young.
What it's named. It's named Forever Young.
And a little,
that would explain why I couldn't find it.
He's got like a little like pom-pom ball tail.
Baby MJ, Forever Young. Baby MJ should have pulled it up. How odd.
I guess I was just looking through, hoping to find it.
Too many pages. Your gallery is like
very
extensive.
I very badly need.
You need to put it into, you know, pony customs here and pictures here and. Yeah, you need to compartmentalize.
Well, if you look on the side in the gallery, I've got gallery folders, and you can actually go into custom MLP, and it won't show you the rest of the random photographs and artisans. It'll show you just the custom pony.
That might be a smart thing to do.
Yeah, okay. Let's try it that way, gals.
Boy.
See it. It's the icon of the pink pony. Click on G3 Sakura, it'll take you there. Okay. Here we go. Now we're looking at, much less pages.
Yay. Thank you
but
for making my life.
But I was enjoying looking at
rainbow
sushi
skies.
And her
I
butterflies.
Like rainbow skies. I'm digging the hair on rainbow skies. Going with the minimalist effect there, but it's cute how you did it.
Rainbow skies. Is that the baby? Or,
that's the little
rainbow
baby
skies.
with not much of a hair. Almost looks like a fart
little
gone bad.
With a bow tie.
With a little tuft of hair just coming straight up.
Okay, yeah, that was actually the very first attempt at sculpting work.
But I like that
What I do like about it is that the hair isn't long. And not that I have anything against long hair, but I like to see customizers not be afraid to cut the hair or go with a short hairstyle, because I think very often customizers, they just want to leave the hair that full 12 inches or whatever length that it is, instead of do something. When, for one, some people like to leave it up to maybe the people that buy it that might want to style the hair,
when
so
I get
they'll leave it.
Custom, I give it a haircut.
Right. It, like,
I
understand some of the mentality behind that, but I also like to see them do something. I like to see them cut it or style it or do something with it other than just leaving it long. So when I do see a customizer do something with it or not with it, or in this case, sculpt it short, I think that's kind of neat. You know, it's something we don't see as often as we see the long hair, so it stands out.
Well, this baby, I sculpted
her hair. The little tuft of a tail there is kind of cute.
I sculpted her hair.
Is the custom supposed to be a boy?
No, she's a newborn.
Boy,
yeah, she's a newborn, so she's supposed to, you know, she doesn't have much hair. She was just born.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like the three, you know, the short hair combined with the bow tie with the blue body.
Right. Yeah, I think the bow tie.
This could easily be a girl.
But
you know,
yeah,
the bow tie
covered
as
blue. It's got short hair. It's got the bow tie. Yeah. It's a hermaphrodite. It hasn't decided what it wants to be when it grows up.
When she grows into her hair, she'll be very beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, she's beautiful now. I like her. She can stay that size forever.
Yeah, no, I actually like the character of the tail. The tail, for some reason, just has so much personality in it.
It has movement to it, practically. You can sort of picture it waggling.
Oh, I'm sorry, we can't talk about your G3s, but boy, do I want to.
Yeah, maybe on a future show.
Yeah, well, let's come back for this. Because there's a couple G3s here that you got some splaining to do.
Well, maybe she'll want to actually come back and be strapped down in the chair again.
It tickles.
No,
like
when they come
it
back,
tickles.
They get the rack. They don't get the chair.
Rack.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm installing that next week.
Oh, newborn cherries.
Guys,
did we talk about newborn cherries already? Sorry.
I have to let y'all know, if y'all bring rats on, you'll never get rid of me. I'm just telling you now, as a courtesy, yes, I love ratties. So, yeah, you bring rats on the show, I hope you like me. I'll stick around forever. Dead silence.
Keep that in mind. Rats as interrogation.
Come on,
method.
None of you guys have ever had rats or kept rats or known anybody who had rats.
Of course I had a rat.
Oh, actually, I have known someone. Actually, I do know someone. Oh,
okay,
my God,
good.
This is too cute. The Easter fairies.
Oh. Those are these.
Okay,
well,
let's
see,
make
there,
this more
that,
like an
and,
interview and less like an...
Well,
oh,
that,
we're all looking at individual pictures.
Well, actually, that just answered a question. Do you actually use fakies in the G1 mold type? And I think you just answered that question. There you go.
Yeah, you'll find several of the DG fakie babies in my gallery. I've also used the G3 sparkles. I've used the G1 in the pose that I never can remember her name. Yes, I've used fakies.
Well, okay, I think maybe.
You know, they're prevalent, they're cheap. You don't feel bad about, you know, rehairing them. You're doing them a favor, you know, really, like giving them new hair.
Okay,
I think
I agree with Pony Genie. I think we need to get off of the gallery and get back to the question.
I wish I could see what everybody
sees. It's like it's too much dead air while we read the gallery, and then we all talk at once and go, oh! kind of like, well, we have listeners out there, too. Let me give a shout-out to Whippet Love. I know she's out there listening tonight from Virginia. Hello, Whippet. Pony Joy to you.
Whippet.
And in our gallery,
Maryland.
I mean, our gallery, listen to me. In our chat room, I've upgraded you guys from chat room to gallery. In our parlor.
You're in the
drinking tea in the chat room. Who's in
actually,
the chat room tonight?
Whippet Love just left.
Aw.
Whippet just left?
Aw.
That's because you said she was in Virginia, and she's not.
Mm-hmm. Where is
no,
she?
No, because
she's in Maryland. She moved.
She moved to Maryland?
Yep.
No, I'm sure that's not why she hung up. She probably hung up because I didn't respond to her text message. She almost knocked me offline by texting me. I told you people don't text me while I'm using my phone to be on the air.
Well, no, she got up because we're going and crying over the DeviantArt page. Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
Okay, for a second there, I thought I had lost everyone.
It's very clickety.
I thought it was my phone. I guess it's not.
Let's see.
Maybe it's the lightning storm.
You know what? I think that's what I'm hearing. And yeah, it sounds like everybody hanging up.
I
yeah,
thought I
like,
just disconnected everybody. I was trying to like erase a text message.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay.
Well, if anyone has hands free, send a text to Whippet and tell her to get her butt back on the show because we just gave her a shout out. The least she could do is be around to receive it. Anyone say hello to Yum Yum and Mrs. G and Vicky Brownies and anyone else who is tuning in tonight?
Actually, Yum Yum isn't here and neither is Miss Gadiman.
It's spring break. Everybody's elsewhere. Mm. Yum Yum is maybe actually sleeping for a change. That's what Yum Yum should be doing.
No, he shouldn't. He should be listening to My Little Pony talk. It's the only place you ever
God
want to
bless
be
them,
on Friday
but
night.
Come on, staying up till 3, 4 in the morning just to listen to us. That's like above
well,
and beyond
Vicky,
the call of duty.
Vicky stays up every Friday.
Well, I think Vicky has a problem with insomnia. No, just kidding. No. Does Vicky stay up as late? Is it as far ahead?
Listen
or,
live
yeah.
and get chastised. All right.
I know. I shouldn't totally make fun. I think it's amazing anybody listens to us live. And then when you throw in the whole time zone differences, that blows my mind.
I like the spontaneity of it. I like knowing it's live. It's like when you hear your favorite band come on the radio, especially if they're like an obscure band. It psychs you up because you know like everybody else is listening to it right now at work and in their cars and at home. It's just more of a thrill.
Hey, you guys realize we've only gotten through 6 questions?
Well,
no,
we
have covered
to be
a lot,
fair,
okay?
To be fair, she's answered a lot of them. She's answered a lot of them without us asking.
We
That's
have
why.
Talked a ton about custom theory and other things. These questions
mm-hmm.
are not a do list. They're simply there to fill dead air.
They're guidelines.
Exactly.
Yeah,
all
but
right,
I was
okay.
looking through them, and in all actuality, I mean, she's answered so many of them just through the course of our conversation. She's answered way more than 6.
She's been leading. She put on the straps herself. She's a,
speaking of,
she's
of
a pro.
You know what we need to do?
Oh.
Is it time?
It's time.
I know Cherry was looking forward to this.
I have my pony snack.
Yay! Finally, we have somebody prepared.
So... Let's
get
go
a
on
for
up.
Preparedness.
Wait, I gotta get my snacks.
I gotta get mine. God,
get your snacks. It's time.
It's kitchen snack time. There's snack a giant time. Custom on top of a box of pony snacks. That's all we
snack
get.
Time.
We get two.
Well, you
I'm
can at
teasing.
Least try to like deal with
okay,
pony
got the
snack.
Stop doing that. Nobody thinks that's funny.
Nobody, seriously. I think everybody finds that annoying.
I think
I'm not
Cherry, come on.
I'm not laughing.
Is it annoying or what?
I'm not laughing. It's not funny.
You can hear the laughter in her voice, though. Come
on. I'm not laughing.
All right, well, you know what, Cherry? When you get it every single week, it loses its humor fast.
Oh, okay, I buy that. I'm not laughing.
Especially when I'm at the base of the stairs, trying to go up them.
Okay, are you ready?
It's like, what's the Simon Says? It's like musical chairs or something. You know, you gotta stop when the music stops. You're not supposed to cut me off at the shoop. I've told you that.
I cut you off at the complete. Shoop.
She wants her complete shoop.
All right. That's much better. All right. We ready? Here we go. Opening the door. All together now.
Deep breath. And release.
We're in the
bell.
See, I think our guest last week missed this.
That's because I wasn't here. Oh,
exactly.
So sorry. I'm so sorry. Who was the guest last week?
Okay, good night, baby.
Yeah, I think it was Takis something. Takis. I can't pronounce it. I can't.
Oh, I'm so sorry, guest, that I wasn't here for last week.
Sukunoku. What's your name?
That's awful, okay? I can't believe none of you know. Especially you, Panda. You interviewed her.
I just said her name. I just forgot the first part of her name. The last two parts are Tsukinoko.
I feel awful that she didn't get to go to the pony room with us. Oh, God, it smells good in here. Sorry, I'm having a moment.
Having a pony snack while you have your moment.
At the pony book that we built of kittens, pony life. It's such a cool book. I can't wait to show you. And the pony kitten, the cat, the little alley cat, is acting really weird.
What is
Dolly
cat doing now?
Dolly,
hello,
has
Dolly.
Been bolting all over the house.
Hello, Dolly.
And just bolted into the pony room. Threw herself down on the floor and like stretched out and assumed the position like she had been sleeping there all along. Like, what the heck was that? She's like completely stretched out, giving me the lovey eyes of come rub my belly, I've been here for hours waiting for you. I'm like, no, you haven't. You've been running all over the house like a mad cat.
Aw. Oh my God, this sounds like my dog sometimes. They'll just run around, and then plop. So I'm like, okay, I've been here like this entire time. I haven't been running around.
Oh, don't hurt me. Yeah, I don't, Cherry. I don't know if you've ever even seen my signature or even know who the heck I am, but most people know my cat, which is looks like an owl almost. She's got all you see from my avatar is a kitty cat face with giant yellow eyes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's me.
I know.
Yeah,
exactly,
and that's my cat.
Are.
Yeah, see, I
right.
told you.
Yeah,
so
I know
funny.
Exactly
I was the
white cat.
Everybody knows the cat, and
yeah, okay.
That's the lolly cat. That's me. And so a lot of people are surprised to know that that's actually my cat, and I've had this cat for 14 years now, and she's still as crazy as she looks in the picture. But she's so sweet and little. She's just being crazy. But you know what? We got pony snacks, and I'm going to open mine, and I don't have to worry about the cat
eating. I'm halfway done with mine.
I'm done with
mine. Score.
They were so sweet and juicy.
I got three greens, guys. Three greens. That's awesome.
Woohoo!
Hey, you know, and Cherry, you know, you knew what to do, so I take it. You actually listened to the show?
I have listened to a few, actually.
Did you listen to shows before you knew you were going to be on the show?
No.
Ah, I knew it.
No.
We have a long and colorful history of eating pony snacks in the pony room.
Caught on to that.
The earliest show that I caught was, I caught you guys interviewing the Klecht guy after last year's fair.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Kalek.
The interview that I set up. In person, I set it up.
But I can't remember if you guys, did y'all do the pony snacks on that one?
Yes, we did.
I don't remember. Sometimes
did, okay.
I forget.
We did the
yes,
pony
I,
snacks.
I was. Pony snacks are just about every single show. Occasionally we forget. And Pony Room as well. Pony Room, we try to get up here every single show. I don't feel
I was prepared with the pony snacks. I used to get these things all the time. They're so good. But then they got hard to find in my area. But, yeah, when I listened to the couple of shows, I caught the one with Bee Chan and Mayan Butterfly. And, so I had to put pony snacks on the list. I have to have pony snacks. Go to the pony
room. Knew pony snacks were coming. Probably had an idea that the pony room was probably going to be in there. Good.
You know what? I do not know what that wonderful mint and box pony smell is like.
You don't? You don't know what, like, a mint pony smells like?
Oh, my God. It smells
well, it's
so
heaven.
Good.
It's absolutely... It's,
oh, my God.
And, you see, this is what I have heard from so many
people. Oh, my God.
But, no, I have never experienced that nirvana.
It is amazing. I wish you could be here to smell a pony room. I mean...
Me too.
People, when they smell a mint-conditioned pony... The mint condition pony is in singular for the first time are like floored. They're like, oh, my God.
Well,
we have smelling a whole room. Sherry, all you have to do is listen to our one-year anniversary show, and we'll play back the clip of when Tandora Rose got a really minty smelling. She won
it was her first
she
minty smelling pony.
On the air and sniffed it, and she, well, you listen to
she made
stuff.
All kinds of noises.
It was almost a sensual experience for her.
We had to go like PG-13 for that one.
I wondered if that's the direction we were headed.
I was sitting there for like 10 minutes going, oh my God.
No,
oh
you were going,
God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my
God.
God.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
What was funny though was that me and Pony Genie knew what was up. She didn't have to tell us anything. She was just. Amy went on this binge for a while where she was opening all of her packages on the show, and for a while there she was getting a lot, and it would be like 45 minutes of opening packages. We had to eventually put a limit on these things.
And I stopped eventually.
She was going through her packages, and we were just kind of going through the motions, and she got to one, and she just started saying, oh, my God, and we just knew. We're like, she got a mint pony.
No, she didn't have to tell us. Oh, my God, and you heard sniffing.
And we knew. We knew what it was. I mean, it's one of those things. Once you've experienced it, you can also tell when somebody else is experiencing it.
Oh, yes.
At least I've been forewarned.
It won't be,
but the
whole
room.
Because
it'll have to happen eventually, what I'd like to think.
Yeah, eventually you will. And it's not like, unfortunately, it's not like the ponies that you get now. So... The
it's
G1 pony smell is very distinct from the G3 or the G4s or whatever. So, sorry, you can't really recreate it the same.
No, it is definitely a smell experience for yourself.
Yeah. And I know I've said it before, but it always floors me to know that people can smell the pony room when they come in the house. I've been told that some people have the ability to smell it at the base of the stairs. And I keep the pony room door shut so that it's, like, extra strong when you walk in.
Oh. Yeah. I can just imagine if I ever get the house, I'll probably walk into that room and I'll probably
OD. You would pass out, Amy. You'd be on the floor. We'd have to get, like, smelling salts or something to bring you around.
It would definitely make you want to start collecting mint.
It has.
See, and I can't afford that anyways until my boys are out of the house.
Well,
see,
you have boys.
I can.
Yeah, I've got two teenagers, so.
Oh, dear.
They're teenagers. You really think they're going to mess with your stuff at that age? You think by now
No, they eat all the money.
Them.
Yeah,
they're
can't
teenage
afford.
Boys. They eat her out of
house. Oh yeah, they
and
eat
home.
You out of
house. She can't
house
afford
home, exactly.
Anything other than feeding the teenage boys right now.
Oh well, that's completely understandable then. It all makes sense.
Good luck with that.
It's a good thing I have a big house since they'll eat it.
The
do you get ponies for Mother's Day?
You know what? I got, let's see, Mother's Day is not till next month.
It's in about 3 weeks. No, it's in about, 3 weeks. It's the second Sunday.
You mean last year?
Have you ever gotten
any other
Any other
time?
Do they
time?
Know that Mom's a pony girl?
Okay, yes,
people,
but no, they've
people
they've
look
never...
at you, do they identify you as pony person? Or do you manage being normal?
No, there's very little about any of us really in this household that we would call normal. But that's okay. They have given me ponies, but it's been ponies that, like, how the heck did they end up with ponies in the first place? It was ponies that were their ponies that they gave to me because they didn't want them. They were like ponies in a contest, or how did they end up with these ponies? Anyways, they just, here, Mom, have this pony. Yay, we love you. Thank you.
Aw. So ponies have been exchanged. That's good. That's nice.
Oh.
That could almost make me want kids. Somebody bring me ponies.
Well, that's definitely
I'm
not
still
what
waiting.
I have mine.
I'm still waiting on
Isn't
that one.
Isn't that what kids are for? To eat up all your food and to bring ponies?
Bring you ponies. They eat up all my food. I usually bring home enough ponies that, nobody feels the need to bring me more. If anything,
yeah, it's 1,000 ponies.
Madness.
Carl, I just hit like the 700 mark this year, and I'm already out of space. I can't imagine where you'd put 300 more. You must have a nice house, big space.
It's funny, when I first started collecting ponies, we lived in a teeny weeny teeny itty bitty tiny house, and my custom collection was on a section of the wall in the living room, and we moved shortly afterwards to a huge house, 100 years old, out
Ooh.
In the middle of nowhere. It literally takes us 15 minutes to get to the closest grocery store. And this house came with a room when I moved in. I said, oh, look, here's my pony room.
there it becomes. When you hit that spot, that point in your life where, like, major decisions such as moving, they involve ponies.
And at the time,
definitely.
I didn't have that many either, but the room provided me with an excellent enabler. Look at all this room I have. Let's fill it full of ponies.
They do look better displayed. I'm all for that, Show them off. What's the point of having them in boxes, bins, packed away, stacked
and
up?
And I have a lot of ponies packed away in boxes, but they're bait ponies.
Oh,
they're not display.
They're ponies and potentia. They're not ponies yet until you paint them.
And at which point, they will be displayed somewhere, whether
That's
it's in
right.
my house or somebody else's.
No, bait's totally a different story. That's like craft material. It's like keeping your paints and your brushes out on display. You don't need to do that. You take them
right.
out and then you put them away when you're done.
Right.
How about your
right.
art space? What's your workspace look like?
It's pretty much my entire house, wherever I happen to be floating around at the time.
I like that.
It does seem
You're
to
the queen
it
of
moves,
your domain.
Every few months, it'll go from one room to another, to another, to another, and I just kind of have to keep it all kind of gathered in to whatever space I'm working in at the time. I keep thinking, we've been in this house for 3 years, I keep thinking that at one point in time I will have a place that I will sit down and do my artwork, but I still have not found it, so I may not ever. So, my house. That's where I do my work.
Always inside, never outside? You got a yard? You like to work out under an umbrella in the shade?
The only artistic work I do outside, for the most part, is photography. I am a shutterbug. And I
see that from your DeviantArt. You're quite an accomplished photographer as well.
Thank you. My husband bought a real nice camera about 4 years ago, and it was the first really nice camera I had ever played with, and I spent, you know, a couple hours with it and was hooked. I was like, thank you very much. And, of course, you know, it enables me to take fabulous pictures of my ponies, and I've got almost as many just photographs of ponies as I do anything else.
It's great that, you know, the ponies are providing, you know, the muse for your photography as well as things outside and around. But it's great that you can incorporate both skills, you know, together. You make beautiful ponies, and then you photograph the ponies and make them look even more superstar.
And you can show off the photos. Taking photos of the customs can also provide you with a completely different eye. You can see things on the custom that you didn't see with your naked eye.
Ooh.
And I use that a lot. I'll take pictures of my work in progress to see, okay, what needs to be done now? Okay, because I didn't see this when I was just looking at it. You wouldn't think it would present that big of a different view, but it really does.
Like how the camera will add 5 pounds to a person. It does things to ponies, too, apparently. Little flaws can look, they show up on film or other things. Different poses. You ever, you know, trying to light a pony just right to show off its cuteness? Because you can look at it with your eye and it looks great, but then when you shoot it, if you don't shoot it right, you lose that perfect angle, that perfect
right, and throw
view.
In shadows and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make it really difficult.
But lighting it is very important. Like when you shot newborn cherries, you did a great little collage here. And you couldn't get newborn cherries out of one photo. It required 4, you know, to get it just to see it all. And the way you use the shadowing on the face, you know, just in the hair and all that, because she does have this beautiful mane of curls. We're talking about a yellow baby newborn here, who has crossed eyes and a little cherry sitting on her nose, and she's sort of looking at it.
I really like the whole cross-eyed thing. That with the nose, that's adorable.
This to me is like one of those essence of the artist pieces. When I see
this is what I think of
Cherry. I think of Jubilee Jack, of course, and that's your persona. And I think of this pony. And just the way
funny.
You brought her out with the photography. Or is this your husband did this photography? Who shot this pony?
No, I shot it.
Well,
I don't think my husband's ever taken a picture of a pony ever.
He
well, no, I take it back. He's taken
one.
A picture of me holding a pony.
Okay.
Yeah, even the glow and show. He set up the camera, but I think I actually took the pictures.
You did the clicking, okay?
Right. But, yeah, it's funny you guys mentioned that newborn cherries. I had so many different opinions with that pony. So many people were either loved the eyes, you know, being crossed, looking up at the cherry, or they really hated it. And it was
really?
One or the other. And I got a bunch of both sides, which is funny because I do a lot of unusual eyes on my customs. And they either usually get a real good reception or a real, no, this is not the direction you need to go.
Very polarizing.
Very. Very.
That's really odd. I'm really surprised anybody would even, I don't know, have I don't know, the gonads to say, yeah, that's really stupid. That sucks. What the heck were you thinking? I mean, I don't know. I would find it very hard to put something so strongly worded that they really don't like it.
Did they really say it like that, or did they just inquire as to why you would make the eyes like that? When
I mean, you say hate. That implies to me that they were very vehement.
If you just gave her regular
eyes,
you know?
Yeah, no. It was mostly I've had people tell me those look weird.
Disappointment, right? That you didn't give her the standard, you know, pony eye.
Exactly.
Like every other custom out there.
Because, you know, that's a lot of people, that's what they like. That's what they want.
That's the pony too.
They
pander and they smile.
There's plenty of that out there.
Yeah, I don't typically pander to that type of buyer, which is probably obvious in my gallery. I don't do a lot of mainstream. But mainstream kind of bores me a little. And,
you need all of it.
If I'm not being engaged, if I'm not being challenged, if it's boring, then I won't do it. So what's the point?
If I had a cherry sitting on my nose, I don't think I'd be standing there smiling like it wasn't on my nose.
I'd be looking at the thing cross-eyed going, what the heck is on my nose?
Enough what? I'm a Cherry supporter here. Cherry cross-eyed supporter.
I actually still have that one. She's still upstairs.
So I guess that leads us into this question. This is a good question. What you dislike about the art world? Is there anything out there that really burns your muffins? For example, last week I think someone said, I really hate it when people scrap this pony or that pony because there's very few of them out there. You know, just an example. Is there anything like that that sets you off?
Yeah, that would have to irritate me if someone was, as an artist, using a medium or a base type and they didn't know what they were working with. And they were, you know, potentially working with something that was hard to find, sought after, rare, whatever. That would definitely get away with me. I think as an artist, you have to be, responsible for, what you're using as your medium. And as a collector, yeah, that would definitely tick me off. Of course, you know, I understand that whole it's your pony, you do with it. And I respect and can understand that. But, yeah, that would irritate me. But I do kind of feel like, you know, it's your art. You do what you want with it, and I try not to let too many other people's opinions affect my artwork. And I hope I...
It's sort of a view of people viewing certain poses as endangered species. And they feel the need to conserve them. Like if I was going to make a carpet out of, I don't know, koalas and jaguars, probably somebody would get upset with me about that. And I'd say that they were my koalas and jaguars. I paid for them, so they're mine. I can do what I want with them. But then there's the argument that they're endangered species. Now, maybe Big Brothers are endangered species. Maybe, I don't know, triple horned unicorns are an endangered species. Maybe Princess Rinsen Spit is an endangered species, and if I was to, you know, customize one and fill the mouth in with putty and so she doesn't have teeth anymore and make her into, I don't know, a posy, somebody might have an issue with that, you know. That's just, that seems to be a common thing in collecting.
I usually keep my opinion.
Objection? Oh, go ahead.
I usually keep my opinions to myself. You get along with more people that way.
There's something to get angry about. People that don't keep their opinions to themselves. Boy, that really burns me up. Like, did we really need that opinion posted there? Everybody was getting along so well on that thread, and then you had to go and go, wah, 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 with what you say in the middle of that post. What's the matter with you? You just changed a perfectly good post into, it's been polarized, and there's a rant in the middle of this really nice artwork post.
Oh, yeah.
Some people live
for that.
Gotta
hate those.
I mean, are you a fan or are you not a fan? I thought you were on this board because you're a fan. Why do you come on here to hate? There's something that people can hate. They can hate haters.
Yeah, that's annoying. Mm-hmm. Why are you here if you can't say something good? Go away.
Let's make a thread just for people that want to complain. We'll call it the complaint thread. Post
that
everything that
good.
You hate about
Come
My Little
here
Pony
to complain.
On this thread on the My Little Pony fan board. There you go.
Excellent. And we can redirect everybody that way.
Yeah, knock yourself
you're going
out,
on,
people.
Go this way. Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, we'll, like, label it. We'll put, like, a big black smiley face on it with, like, the tongue sticking out and, like, squinted eyes. Like, it's going, we'll call it hater threat. Got a complaint? Post it here.
Love to hate? Here you go.
Love to hate, hate to love, live to hate, hate away. But no, ponies are mainly about love, and I see all the love coming out in your customs, all the different things that you like. Even the things that you've done commissions for other people, I see how you put your elements into it. We know it's a Cherry custom. You might be following certain specific instructions or character guidelines, but you do have a style that will, you know, appear through that. And that's when you really know you arrived, you know, when you people can look at your customs and go, oh yeah, that's Cherry. How long have you been on this? Since 2007? And look at this. The Hurricane Pony. I would call that your masterpiece.
Yeah, he has a soft spot.
Tell me about him.
I started on him, 2009. I worked on him for about 6.5 months. And
wow.
He kind of, I didn't know what he was when he started. He actually evolved 3 or 4 times before, yeah, I was actually completely finished with his sculpting when, I like to say that my ponies, they talk to me. They tell me what they want. And usually my most successful customs are the ones that speak to me and tell me, this is what I want. And he did. We were smack dab in the middle of hurricane season, and I just looked at the way I had designed his hair. Originally, his hair was supposed to be flowing in the wind. But then after, you know, getting done with the sculpting, I looked at him, and I was like, oh, my gosh, he's waves. And he came together at that point. And I actually have 2 Matthews in the house. And they're both little hurricanes. So he became very special, and he's a keeper now. Definitely
aww.
One of my more detailed pieces.
He is a sophisticated, sculpted Big Brother pony covered with cresting, roaring aqua, green, and white waves. I mean, they're all over his back and his mane. His mane becomes the ocean. He is the ocean. He looks like a horse made out of water. He's stepping out of the waves that he is. It's pretty incredible.
That's awesome that comes off. Yay.
No, he does come off really, really amazing.
He does.
I love the crests on his head, just sort of facing front, slightly to the left. Yeah, front to left. That one gorgeous curl. I mean, I want to surf that, okay? I want to just put on the wetsuit and just dive right into him and, like, never come out.
Oh, I just love how you put things sometimes.
Well, I hear what she says about, you know, them talking to you, and I could definitely imagine this custom talking to you. Give me waves. And just
yeah.
The power behind him. And you live in a hurricane-prone state, too. So I'm glad to hear that he was inspired by your boys and not by some, you know, local weather phenomenon.
we're,
you know, this hurricane can be quite destructive down there in your neck of the woods.
I've always, actually, we're far enough inland that they do very, very little damage.
Yeah, it's
here.
People on the shore that really get clobbered.
Right, right. I've always liked. I've always had a thing for hurricane bands. It's just the way they come in. They come in kind of wild. And yeah, because I'm so far inland, it's not a hurricanes aren't frightening or very.
Well,
they can
amazing.
Be violent, but they're more up here. They're more unpredictable and forceful, and kind of magical. And yeah, that really I wanted to capture that in that
it's,
custom.
Human beings, at least American human beings, seem fascinated by hurricanes. I mean, we give them people names for starters. You know, I mean, we personify them right from the get go. And then we watch them and we track them. And it's like they're like a mouse in a maze. Which way are they going to go? Are they going north? Are they going out to sea? Are they coming inland? Are they going to hit? Are they getting stronger? So hurricanes are very fascinating.
Are they going to be fierce?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll say that where you're at, though, with all the tornadoes that come through that area, what's a hurricane?
We actually live in the what I call the toes of the Appalachian Mountain. And
so you don't get it so much.
No, we don't have. Actually, I want to say live in a no weather zone. We don't really have terribly much weather. I'm going to knock on some wood here as we have some weather coming in right now. We don't really have to worry too very much about severe weather.
Well,
we really
not
have to worry about
not
weather.
A half hour in just about any direction around where you're at. It's like tornado alley.
And you have to worry about the weather. And yeah, it's you know, weather goes around us. It's really quite odd. But yeah,
I know where to live
inspired.
If I want to go to the south and not have to deal with the weather, because that's the one thing I didn't like about South Carolina was the dang tornadoes. I was like, okay, enough already.
Wow.
Either you would get in them or you were constantly having a watch or for one. Like every thunderstorm that came down the pike had the potential to have a tornado with it, just because of the nature of the types of storms you get down there. And
yeah, you were farther east.
Old.
Yeah. It's flat out that way, but where we are, it's mountains and water. And yeah, there's a tornado can't even begin to. I guess it could try to form.
It could, but it's just not predisposed to it as much. But guys, we're creeping up on 11:00.
Pony
wow.
Jeannie is about to
yes,
pop back
are.
Into her lamp for the night. So I wanted to thank
yeah.
Sherry for getting a chance to talk to you tonight.
Hey, yeah,
is there anything
it was good
that you
to want
to plug,
to
Sherry? Are you making any appearances? Are you promoting any custom sales that you need
you're
to
gonna be at the fair
tell
this
the world
year?
About? Will you be
I'm
at
not
the fair?
Going to. I don't have any plans of being at the fair this year. It's a little too far.
Any offerings you want to promote? Anything going on?
No, actually, I just finished up a series for the relief aid in Japan. That was
thank
the thing
you.
That I had.
I really
on.
Liked
yeah.
your G4. I wish I would have realized it sooner and tried to snap it up. But
I love the green one, the Sakura.
They were all very successful. I was very, very happy to be able to aid in that effort. And yeah, I as a matter of fact just wrapped it up. And I don't have anything else coming up.
Well, so. We can commission you if we want to. We can reach you through either of the big pony boards, right?
Actually, I'm not open for commissions. My commissions
not
are
open.
Indefinitely closed.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
She's so backed up.
I, you know, and that, again, that comes to do with that whole ADD scatterbrained. It's not so much that I have that much demand as it's just I take that long, I'm that slow, I have a little demand, so I'm like, okay, that's all I can handle. I get swamped real easy. So,
she had no ulterior motive for coming here. She just wanted to talk to us tonight. She had nothing to look.
I will go out of my way to talk to anybody about ponies.
Well, you know, as a person who's custom or commissioned people before to do customs, I have to say I would much rather somebody be straight up and say, look, I take forever to do something. You know, you commission me, it may take 6 months. I'm going to be, you know, or I'm not going to take commission because I know how long it's going to take. Just tell me the truth. I mean, I've had it before where, you know, some customizers, they can work very quickly, and that's wonderful. But I've also been in situations where you're literally 6, 7, 8 months down the line, and the customizer still has not produced your custom.
Mm-hmm.
Without giving
me.
You a forewarning that they were
no, that's not me.
Of a personality that they just don't get around to it, or they got to wait till they're in the mood, or whatever their dang excuse may be. I just appreciate
yeah,
it. You know,
that's
yeah,
not
as much
cool.
as you want to commission, like, oh darn, I can't commission from you. Get a commission from you. At the same time, at least I know. Well, it would take another year before I'd see it anyway. And at least you are responsible enough to be putting that warning out there, which is appreciated.
Oh,
instead of just seeing dollar signs or whatever and being like, yeah, yeah, I'll take all these commissions. Yeah, you know your limits, which is good.
Right.
I'm
very slow. So, and yeah, if you're lucky enough to get a commission from me, I'll tell you right up front, don't be in a hurry, honey. If you are, you need to take your money somewhere else.
So this is just part of her grand plan to make her stuff worth more.
There's less of it.
There's less of it, yes. And it's in great demand. There's not enough of it to go around.
Well, I'm glad we got to talk to you, and I'm glad you were such a good sport and so well prepared to be on the show.
Oh yes,
oh, well,
thank you very much.
I've been looking forward to it. I really have. So thank you for having me.
We're here every week. It's not just this week. You can come listen to us any Friday. Okay, call
hey,
in if you want.
You know what? Like I said, you guys may not be able to get rid of me now. How do you think we all got on the show?
Sparkles. I have to get back in.
Actually, literally, that is how these two ended up on the show. They came on once and never left.
Hey, I was invited. I was on the first show, and you made the mistake of saying, "Hey, be my co-host."
Hey, I needed a co-host.
Anybody but yourself, Panda.
Your good night, everybody.
Yeah, well,
bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night, Car.
What? No, this is Kimono. None of that?
Kimono.
Yeah, you're talking right over her.
Well, talk.
Sorry.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
No, I gotta try her again.
Well, you know how they cut off the... Now you know how it feels trying to go up the stairs.
This is Kimono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
All right. I just was wondering if it was going to make it in under the wire.
No, we are way under that wire.
Well, it's exactly 11 o'clock on the computer, so we should be just right.
I have no clue. I'm so bad at this.
Yeah, I don't know how we ever managed to ever make it on time. Remember in the beginning, we're like, how are we ever going to make it through 2 hours? Now it's like, God, jeez, shut up. It's almost 3 hours now. Go away.
No, Blog Talk tells us to shut up. Literally. By cutting us off.
No, just in the beginning, I remember when you first told me about the two-hour slot. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what are we going to talk about for 2 hours? But now we just go on and on and on.
Yeah, now we can't seem to shut up until Blog Talk Radio tells us to.
Yeah, show's 2 hours, but they, like, pull the plug on you after three. They're like, okay, really, no, you have to go.
Despite the fact that we're paying good money now. It's not like we're free anymore.
I know, you know, and I really appreciate that you took that leap of faith and did that for us. Because it made a big difference, I think, for the show's morale and direction, and gave us a little bit, hey, they like us, they really, really do. And gosh, the numbers just blow my mind. I cannot believe how many people listen to us. Cherry, are you still here?
I'm still here.
Yeah, and like our numbers are insane. We have like over 6. We've been averaging 6,000 downloads a month.
And then I told Cherry when I called her, you know, we get this nice call out feature, and we get our nice little rainbow room, you know, that we can bring guests into.
What's that got to do with the crazy 6,000 downloads a month? For four shows. You remember, there's only four shows a month, and we're still getting 6,000 downloads each month.
Yes,
so we've got like over 40,000 downloads now. It's just like, jeez. And most of these downloads, Cherry, have like, we, since July or August of last year, all of a sudden our listenership, it just exploded. It went crazy. We had like a pretty small little consistent base, and then after the Pony Fair last year, and we did the big contest and everything, all of a sudden, every month, our numbers kept doubling and doubling and doubling and doubling, and now we're over 6,000 a month.
Well, that was the first time I had ever, that was the first time I knew that you guys were even out there, was right around
and, you know,
there.
That is the funniest thing. I post every single week.
Yep, for 2 years now.
It's like,
every,
oh my God.
And we still to this day, every once in a while, every other week, somebody like, oh wow, there's a show.
And it's not new people. And it's not new people to the boards. These are
old people.
That's
the weird
people.
Thing, yeah.
Oh, I've been
people
around,
have been
for,
around
like
five
for 2 years.
Years.
You know what? I think it's the whole podcast thing. I think it's just now starting to catch on. I think people are only just now even know it. What the heck's a podcast? You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
seriously, I didn't know what a podcast
cat.
Was until, well, yeah, about 6 months ago. I guess I'm a little behind.
Yeah, Amy was the visionary on that one because I didn't know what a podcast was either.
Yeah, I think you were just a little ahead of your time, and now people are starting to catch on.
Well, you know, I still remember the exact moment when I went on to the arena because that's where I'd advertised it at first because I really wasn't on the trading post yet, and it was I was listening to two other shows on Blog Talk, which I ended up having to stop listening to because I'm dealing with our show, and I just don't have time for the other ones. And it's like I looked, and it's like you've got to be kidding me. We don't have a radio show, and it's like okay, I have this brilliant idea about a show for us collectors. And it's like, would anyone listen to it? And I kid you not, the show went from an idea on a Wednesday to going on the air that very Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, if you ever are feeling really brave and you have, like, really nothing better to do, try to see how far you can get into the very first episode. Because poor Amy literally turned the thing on, had all kinds of technical difficulty. I think the first 10 minutes she couldn't even get the thing to work. So there might be like nothing but like weird silence and weird background noise for like 10 minutes. Finally,
oh, yeah.
She starts talking and she just rambles and rambles and rambles while people are trying to get through to her on the phone and she doesn't even know it. And eventually, after around 40 minutes, she figures it out and she brings me. She's like, oh my gosh, somebody's here. And it was me. And next thing you know, you know, the rest is history. But the first show is really, it's like a disaster, but it's so near and dear to our hearts.
My very first words, now mind you, I had this entire speech typed out in front of me.
Did you really?
I did, really. And Blog Talk, what it does when the show's about to go on, it'll count down the minutes if you call in early. But then, you know, the last 5 seconds, it actually goes, your show will go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It'll open up the blog. It'll go, Blog Talk Radio. And then there was 20 seconds. I timed actually 20 seconds of silence because I'm sitting there staring at my screen kind of like, I can't believe I'm actually doing this. And my first words on the air were, I kid you not, you got to listen to the episode. I think we're on the air.
Yep. Words of genius, they were.
And if you listen to our first anniversary show, that's how I opened up our anniversary show.
So, Amy, being so spontaneous, as you've noticed she is, how do you think that the second year anniversary show is going to start?
I think we're on the air.
Could be. Could be.
No, that's in the past, okay? Okay, come on. Give me some credit here.
We're not
going to
live in the past.
Well, if you don't do it, I will. Come on, it's going to happen. It's out now.
Okay, maybe that'll be how I'll open up every anniversary show.
I think we're live.
We're on to something.
Well, you know, I think it was just all of a sudden, it's the fact that I went from an idea to actually doing it so quickly. I think that's at that moment when it counted down, I think that's when my brain finally realized, oh my God, what have I done?
You went into shock.
Yeah, literally. It's like,
Yeah, but I think she was, it was more that I can't believe anybody actually listened.
Like,
why did you tune in?
No, it was the day after that I could not believe people listened because I had to do the show at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, which is after prime time because it was a new show. And I asked Blog Talk, why can't I do prime time so that I could do it at like a decent hour? They're like, well, you need at least 100 listeners.
Oh.
I went the next day. To set up the second show, I had prime time open the second day. It was like between downloads and live listens, I had 100 people.
Right, and that doesn't seem very impressive at first until you realize, you know, wow, for very first show with absolutely no, you know, warning or anything, 100 people actually cared enough to tune in. The thing I just can't get over is that people kept coming back. That first show was such a comical disaster.
I
can't believe they kept coming back. And
it was comical. You made people laugh. So they're like, hey, that was funny. I could laugh on a Friday night for free. Let's check these guys out again.
And I had technical difficulties throughout, what, the first four shows?
Year.
People
were laughing at that, too. It's so funny.
Yeah, and they still.
You know what?
This story never gets old. I mean, I don't know how many times we're going to tell this story. I mean, it's not the first time. If you've listened to every episode, you've probably heard the story quite a few times now. Because when we do the show, half the time it's like you just listening in on one of our conversations. Like we don't even realize you're there, and it's like all our loyal listeners want to hear us tell the first show story again for the umpteenth time, but. But we have a reason.
Hey, we could have some new listeners, so, you
we
know.
We could. Hey, there are people just finding out, like, as of this week, that there's a show.
Yeah.
I
hey, and
not.
This is the
Let's
after
see.
Hours. This is the after hours show. All bets are off. After 11, we go into strange places after 11.
Yeah, because what happens is, after our initial two-hour time slot, Blog Talk actually does give us an extra hour, but it doesn't transmit live. This all gets recorded, and actually the Pony Genie was the one who pointed that out.
You follow that?
Yeah?
Everybody's listening live got cut off at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. They can no longer hear us. However,
right, but like
people that want to download the show, they'll still get
download.
The cool thing.
Yeah, okay.
Right. And that was actually, as I said, the Pony Genie actually told us that. And she goes, do you realize during one show you were planning your next show and everyone heard you? And we were like, what?
Hey, speaking of which, you going to tell them what we're doing next week? Are we doing what I think we're doing next week?
Yes, we are. Next week we are taking and we are going to do one of our lovely holiday shows and we are taking on Easter, baby.
Yes! So next week we're going to be talking about the Easter ponies.
And chocolate?
Of course, chocolate.
And chocolate. And jelly beans and Easter ponies.
Excellent.
I don't know where we're going. Oh, hey. Oh, I wish Pony Genie was still on, but she's not. Did you see that Ren had responded to... Sometimes a lot of our listeners are kind of like a little bit behind, especially if they're new. So some people may only now just, you know, if they actually wanted to listen in order, may now just be getting to, you know, something from last year or whatever. And this one of our listeners just got around to listening to our dating show, Valentine's Day special we had in February. And apparently was not happy with one of the matches we made on the show.
Which match?
Slugger and Buttons is apparently a huge, or no, it was supposed to be Slugger and Buttons, and we did Slugger and Bonnie Bonnets because we thought they looked so cute together. And the problem is it went against Pony Canon because there was an episode where Slugger was madly in love with Buttons.
Holy
and
cow.
It was like a really big deal. Like he went and did some stuff, and I don't remember seeing that episode. But Ren apparently was very upset, found your This Week on My Little Pony talk post and bumped the thread from that far back that, hey, this was uncool. You can't do that. I don't care how cute they look together.
And you know what I say to that? They had a 20-year relationship. Get over it. They're taking
a break. I have to announce this, okay? Simply because this is just simply amazing. Now, we just told you our first show, the second day of actually having the show, we had 100 listeners for just that show. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And with our new system, we can actually look up all the previous shows. The first episode is now up to... Are you ready? Someone do a drum roll.
Oh.
1,031.
But that's not even our most popular show. Look at 33 ponies.
Popular?
Look at 33 ponies till Christmas.
Oh my God! You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
And that I so totally came up with just off the fly.
That is our most popular show, as far as I know. I think that's the one that has the most downloads. And how many is that now?
When did we do that one?
That was Christmas. You know,
this last Christmas?
This last Christmas. And we have... Okay. I know what the number was last time I looked. I don't know what it is now.
Okay, let's see. 33...
Yeah.
Okay, give me a bigger drum roll now.
Yeah, I know. I'm not giving you a bigger drum roll. Just tell me the dang number. I know it's huge.
1,545. Holy cow.
Yeah. That's how I know we have at least, that's where I came up with the number, 1,000 to 1,500 listeners. Because nobody's going to download the thing twice. You don't need to. Once you download it, it's yours. So if we have 1,500 downloads of one show, you know that means we have 1,500 listeners. Now, whether or not they download every show isn't necessarily going to happen, but you know you have 1,500 listeners, at least, if one show alone has been downloaded that much.
Oh, yeah. So we do have some shows that are in the thousands. Our first anniversary show is right now 1,164.
Yeah, we have quite a few, I believe, over 1,000. And a lot, an awful lot of them dancing right at that number, so...
Japan and Colombia, and the last one's getting pretty close. The dating show.
Yeah, I told you. It's crazy. And this is like just, you know, hey. Like, all right, so Christmas, yeah. But anyway, you get the point, Sherry. We still get wowed by our numbers. I mean, I know this is like a big, you know, 20 minutes of patting herself on the back here. But she just went with
the
people a month ago. We're shocked.
But hey,
we're in shock.
I downloaded y'all's show on Japan. Like last week, and oh my gosh, I really enjoyed that show.
Which show, Japan? We kept saying it was
going
to be Japan until we actually got to the one about Japan.
Yeah, the Takaras.
Where you talked about Takaras. Okay.
I think it was the part one was the one that I caught. Seriously, I have seen the Takara fakies for years and years and years, and like literally had no idea that there was actually a real Japanese My Little Pony Takara, and that the fakies were actually fakies. I couldn't for the life of me figure out, wait a minute, how are these fakies if these are the ones coming from Japan? Oh, I see.
Right.
I mean, those are actually fakies, and we just haven't seen that many real ones. Oh my God.
We have seen some real ones. There are people have gotten the real Hasbro Takara ponies. It's just, they're so rare.
I did see that one thread about the girl who found the one in the comic store for like $10. That
I think we mentioned her
mind.
On the show. We mentioned that story on the show.
I remember that thread. I remember.
Oh my gosh!
Happened.
I think
I
would just pass out.
Going, are you kidding me? Congratulations! Wow. Yeah, didn't even have a clue as to what she had. Is this real?
Wow. Yeah, no. It says Hasbro on the box. It's real. Yeah, I can't remember if they say Hasbro on there, but I know that they're the real deal. But yeah, so you enjoyed the show. That's good to know. I mean, from a completely objective, brand new listener to know that, that was actually cool.
Y'all are very entertaining. That always helps.
Oh,
y'all are very easy to listen to. Of course, I suppose it does help that, you know, the subject is My Little Pony and I'm addicted.
Right. I mean, that's
probably
certainly is, but we also get the most bizarre people. Finding out, we have a very unusual fan base. I mean, our Facebook page has way more friends than me.
Me too.
It's amazing. And just the array of people that listen to us. And they're not just, like, befriending us to make fun. They're actual fans of the show. And I get up, it's just like, wow, really? And we've had a few.
And we have 11 followers on Blog Talk, so.
Yeah,
those
but that's
just
not even anywhere
wanna...
indicative of the real numbers that we have. The only way you see that is if somebody actually signs up for a Blog Talk account.
Well, yeah, those
are
the ones
who
want
to be
good.
A follower. But we have like 300 some odd friends on our Facebook. We don't have a like page. Our Facebook is an actual friend. Like, you have to befriend my My Little Pony Talk is the name of our page, because that way we have more moderation, because there are times
we
when
have
people
had,
want to befriend us that are not appropriate.
Yeah, we have had that issue a couple of times.
So, at first it was a technical difficulty faux pas that it was a friend page instead of a like fan page, but it turned out to be for the best, because now we can make sure that we can make sure certain people that have inappropriate intentions don't become, you know, have access to the page, because we have kids that like to be on the page, and we can keep it clean and everything. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and by the way, Cherry, I don't know if you wanted to know this just for personal reasons, but once this episode logs, you will be our 91st episode.
Oh, cool. I like obscure little informations like that. That's something that I'll, like, record and keep forever.
So, you know,
yeah,
you're
like one of the things
91.
You can share with your grandkids.
I was on episode 91 of My Little Pony Talk Radio, darling.
Yes,
isn't
you
information?
You are nine.
Granny did something like that, did you?
You are nine shows away from being
the
100th episode.
Sorry, you're caller 91.
But hey, that is still something great. That just shows you how many times we've actually done this show. My God.
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, I knew we were coming up on a 2-year anniversary, but then you do the math and then you go, oh gosh, we've actually sat here 91 times.
Coming up on
no.
episode 100, that is impressive.
Yeah,
yeah,
and the listening, the base just keeps growing. You know, you think by now they got tired of us, and it's the opposite. So, hey, cool, keep coming back. Listen to me repeat myself, I don't care.
As long as we're learning something new every week, keep coming back.
Yeah, as long as there's something, you know. Occasionally you have to deal with our repetitive filler-based stuff, but, you know, you're going to learn something every show. Even if it's something you didn't want to know, like where the dirt is being hidden on Panda's dog. Thank you.
Yeah, that was TMI.
Yeah, that was really an unnecessary way to start the show.
You try to figure out how the dog
It's cool. I know I shouldn't have re-brought that up, but I mean, if you're going to do something like that, Panda, save it for the after hours when people can be like, you know, they're warmed up, they're primed, and if it happens, they're either not going to hear it or they don't care. You don't open the show with that information.
But hey, I always warn in the posts, also join us for our wacky conversations, which means it can go anywhere.
It does say wacky
literally
conversations
go
so.
Anywhere, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah. Thanks. Gosh, I'm gonna have nightmares.
Oh my. My.
Other than that, yeah, speaking of night, I'm actually going to stay by because my husband, being the party pooper he is, already went to bed, and my daughter, being the party pooper she is, will probably go to bed soon, so I want to try and actually, you know, see her before she goes to bed.
I hate to make it a mass exodus, but yeah, I'm headed in the same direction because, yeah, that's what my husband and children did too. Me?
I know. So I want to actually try and catch the last human still awake for a while before I go to bed as well.
I'm about ready to pass out myself.
Hey, but, this works real well. Nobody gets left in the dark.
Yeah, and it was cool of you to hang around for the after hour.
Thank you.
Nonsense talk. That's always fun.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I think I've made it fairly obvious that I was very much looking forward to this, bouncing around in the thread.
Oh, that's awesome. No, I'm thrilled. You know, to know somebody was excited to be here, we were excited to have you. It worked well.
Yeah.
And I hope that you will be willing to come back, because we will be doing future customizer shows, and we will, of course, want to bring back some of our previous interviewees.
Oh, well, I would love to.
You know, and maybe for year three, we'll do, like, the ending of, like, Saturday Night Live, and we'll like, have everybody we've ever interviewed all join us on the show at one time.
Oh, my God.
For our three-year anniversary. That would be awesome.
We'd like to thank this one and this one and this one. Oh, heck, we just want to thank you all.
Yeah, we'll just have, like, Saturday Night Live music playing while we just all virtually hug each other and act like we know each other, and we're having a really cool conversation where we're probably talking about, like, what we had for dinner.
Hey, I can have 25 people on this show, so hey.
I'm not kidding. You think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm talking, like, three-year anniversary show. That's what we got to do. We got to get everybody we ever interviewed.
That
and now you are invited to the party next year.
Gosh.
All right, Terry?
Wait a minute. Let me check this. I think I have that ability to have 25 people.
25 people. Y'all are crazy to even think about it. That would be
awesome. Come on.
No,
I don't care if it would just be a bunch of noise. Just the fact that we did it. It's like the Guinness Book. You know, you got to do
it. No, it would just be a bunch of tiny people laughing. We would just
be great.
Laughing at each other.
It'd be great. Come on. If we could understand any sentences whatsoever, it would be awesome. Just knowing that everybody we ever interviewed was right there.
We'd all hang up the phone being on such a giggly, laugh pony high. Oh, you know what? It would be hilarious.
It would be awesome. So we got that is our goal for the three-year anniversary. We got to make that happen somehow. So we're talking around May 15th of next year, Cherry. You know what you're doing. The Friday that falls closest to May 15th, you've got to be here.
May 15th? The show premiered on
May
8th.
May 8th? I thought it was May 15th. Okay,
no,
May 8th.
May
my 8th. Bad. So, whichever. Somewhere around May
8th. I just keep
8th.
All my Fridays open in May.
There we go.
Even better. Just be completely open.
Oh, good to me.
And we're giving you a one-year notice, so I don't want to hear that something came up.
Don't tell me you're busy.
You're having a whole year to prepare your life around the show.
You told us yourself you're not in that good demand. Come on. Yeah.
Oh,
no,
dear Lord. Do you realize how many phone calls I'll have to make?
Month. Yeah.
Do you realize how many phone calls I'll have to make? I'll have to make probably at least half of them.
Lot. But that's just it. That's the beauty of it. Like, every 30 seconds, you can be like, okay, I'm going to go get the next guest. You know, and we can, like, okay, who do you think it is? Ding dong. You know, we got to get a ding dong. That's what you need. We need a doorbell.
Ding dong.
We need
okay.
Like, doorbell noises now. But, yeah, that's what we do. Every 30 seconds, okay, hey, how you doing? We give them 1 minute, and then we go and get the next person.
Oh, my God.
Until we have them all in, and you give everybody, like, a minute or two, and then you go get the next person.
And then they're all giggling.
Almost done.
Yeah, and by the time the show's over, everybody's there. No, we can't give them more than a minute, because you want to have them all there within a reasonable amount of time. So, you know, by the time you're like a half hour, 40 minutes into the show, you got everybody.
And hopefully you haven't lost anyone in the meantime.
No,
and if
I don't
you
think
have,
we
you
would.
Don't know it.
Right. Yeah, how would you be able to tell? Just pretend. I can be several people at one time.
Wait a minute. I had 24 here left. We lost one.
All right, who's not here? Fess up. Everybody sound off. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to start finding out if we do. That would be great. I mean, we don't have quite enough time, I think, to try and pull it off this year.
Oh, no.
What we got? We got like 2 weeks to go or something. We'd have to do some mad calling to try to contact everybody we've
Ready,
interviewed.
Set, go. Start calling. Are you calling? What are you waiting on?
Yeah. I don't know. We could consider it, though. That's four. That's five. I'm trying to think. How many people have we interviewed since the beginning of this show?
Do we want to count the collect guy?
Four, five. He's been interviewed. He's counted.
Okay. I'd have to contact him.
Well, we got Jewel. We've got Summer. We've got Deborah. We've got the collect guy. We've got...
Gotta love how we just call him the collect guy.
Ryan, because nobody's going to know who Ryan is. We just say Ryan. It's the collect guy. We've got Deva,
four.
The Kimono Townhouse creator. We got our four customizers, not to clump you in there, Cherry, like you don't mean anything, but just for math purposes.
That's nine people so far.
That's nine. So I'm thinking we have, well, there's somebody we're missing.
I want to say this. I want this documented. My husband is playing with my Princess Celestia.
Oh, gosh.
Can we time
stamp that?
Isn't that
awful what they did to her? She sounds like freaking Barbie. Hit the nitrogen freaking machine.
I am a princess. Are you a princess, too?
Let's fly to the castle.
I love my pretty beret.
Brush my beautiful hair.
I love my Princess Celestia, though, because my husband bought her for me, and she's funny, and it's the funniest thing I think he's ever bought for me, ever.
And she's so not Princess Celestia. She doesn't look like her. She doesn't sound like her. She doesn't even say anything that Princess Celestia would say. I mean, it's like a cheesy Korean toy knockoff.
Yeah, it's nine people we've interviewed so far.
Are you sure there's not a tenth?
I just counted.
You just went through all the shows and counted? I keep feeling like we're missing somebody. Maybe I'm just thinking of Pony Guru.
I think
because we'd
just
have to have Pony Guru on too, just because she's been on the
of
show.
Of course.
And then there'd be, you know, the Pony Genie and you and me. Pony Genie, you, me, Guru. Okay,
well,
that's,
tell you what,
that's
guys,
13 people. We need an additional person.
Y'all figure it out and let me know, and I'll be here because I'm going to cut out on you tonight.
Yeah, we are done.
Okay.
We are done.
All right,
good night,
y'all,
everybody.
Have a good night. And good. Yeah, let me know when you want me back. I will.
Yeah,
definitely
will.
Thanks again. Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good night. Bye.
Good night.
Good night, Amy.
Good night, little Ellie Cat. Is that it? Are we alone? At last. Now you know. Next week will be Easter. Then it will be our anniversary show. And soon, we will celebrate. Good night.